Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Pakistan's preparing to host another round of U.S.-Iran talks, but questions persist about whether those talks will actually take place, especially given the American seizure of an Iranian cargo ship that the U.S. says was a blockade runner.
Even before this incident, Iranian officials had been responding with a stony silence to this swirl of media reports coming out of the United States, including from President Trump, that the talks would take place on Tuesday. But media here, aligned to the powerful Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, had been saying that no decision to attend would be taken as long as the U.S. naval blockade of Iran's ports remained in force.
The BBC's Lise Doucette in Tehran. It's been a series of arson attacks on Jewish sites around London. British police say they're investigating whether it's the work of Iranian proxies, specifically a group that calls itself the Islamic Movement of the Companions of the Right.
As the conflict in the Middle East continues to evolve, counter-terrorism policing and our partners remain alive to the threat of Iranian hostile activity in the UK. We are aware of public reporting that suggests this group may have links to Iran.
Vicky Evans with the London Metropolitan Police speaking with Sky News. Shreveport, Louisiana, scene of the nation's deadliest shooting in more than 2 years. A man killed 8 children, including 7 of his own. He was shot and wounded 2 women as well before he was shot dead by police. 3 University of Iowa students among 5 people injured yesterday's early morning shooting near the University of Iowa, Iowa City campus. No arrests as of now. U.S. military says it has launched another strike on a boat accused of drug running in the Caribbean Sea. The attack killed 3 people. Dow Futures down 282 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, early heads up will be an accident at the ramp at Franklin Boulevard and 795. It doesn't appear to be affecting the traffic right now on the main line, but if you're coming on the ramp there at Franklin Boulevard right at 795, keep an eye out for that. We can't really see it too well because the camera at that interchange is upside down. The trees are on top, the street on the bottom. So it's just one of those things. In the meantime, both the tunnels are clear. JFX is light and really a good start for the Beltway with the lanes open. The west side only filling in just a bit between I-70 and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and temps that will be cooler. Freeze warnings in effect on Tuesday morning, warmer by the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
38 degrees in White Marsh and 38 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. The Maryland Department of Health has confirmed a case of measles in a Baltimore area resident who recently traveled internationally. People in several locations may have been exposed to the virus. One exposure area was BWI Marshall Airport's Customs Inspection Station in the International Terminal Arrivals area and the lower level International Bag Claim on April 12th between 7:50 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Another another exposure area was Smith Avenue Fast Med Urgent Care on April 14th from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. and again on April 17th from noon until 3:30 p.m. Anyone at the Sinai Hospital ER waiting area and Pediatric Emergency Department from 3:30 until 7:10 p.m. on April 17th may have been exposed. And Westminster Police are investigating an apparent domestic-related murder-suicide. Officers responded to a home in the 300 block of Main Street at around 8:30 Sunday morning, but attempts to contact the residents were unsuccessful. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office was called to the scene to set up a perimeter and shut down Main Street as a precaution. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 990. The pick 4, 5468. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Trevor Rogers gets rocked yesterday in Cleveland.
Jose Ramirez blasts one to the bleachers, and it's 2-0 Guardians.
And that was just the beginning. Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV, the first of two for Ramirez, both off Trevor Rogers, as the left-hander suffers his worst defeat of the season, 8-4 the final yesterday in Cleveland. The inning before Ramirez's home run, Rogers gave up a run on an infield error when he failed to cover the bag in time. And manager Albernez said that was the key to Rogers' performance.
The play at first base. I think the not securing the first out and not touching first base, and just playing catch-up after that, it was cascading effect of throwing more pitches that inning.
And Rogers allowing 6 runs in 5 innings. His ERA up to 4.08. Guardians take 3 of 4 over the weekend. Birds now 2 games under 500. Meanwhile, a big trade over the weekend has shaken up the AFC North, authored by none other than John Harbaugh. The Giants sending 3-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence to the Bengals for the number 10 pick in the draft. Harbaugh owns 5 and 10 now on Thursday night. It's the first time the Bengals have traded away a top 10 pick in the 60-year history of the franchise. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NHL playoffs start off with a bang. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBN and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Hey, top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Hope you had a great weekend. It is a Monday, April 20th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, where does Maryland rank as far as taxes go? Well, we'll tell you. And Baltimore's commercial real estate collapse has now been confirmed. The president warning Iran that the end of ceasefire is tomorrow night, and you better make a deal or your whole country could get blown up. But our top story here today is, you know, probably have seen if you live in Baltimore County and other jurisdictions as well, you know, the political signs are starting to populate on the roadways. And here in Baltimore County, where we happen to be broadcasting from, there's a big race for county executive. And right now, one of the things you're going to have to pay attention to is the increasing crime and the problem of these teen takeovers at places like White Marsh Mall, Towson Town Center, and other jurisdictions. For instance, over the weekend, Baltimore County Police are now arresting two teens after a reported armed robbery at White Marsh Mall this past Saturday.
Apparently some incident just happened in the parking lot. Some gun was pulled on the subject that I'm talking to over here now. And he tried to rob him.
Yeah. Tried to rob one of the teens of a backpack, which they successfully did. Baltimore County Police got eyes on the juvie shortly thereafter.
I found a firearm behind the IKEA.
An unloaded handgun was also recovered, according to police.
That group that ran from behind IKEA where the firearm was found is all sitting up there on the upper of the old Sears. We have eyes on them.
Yeah, so two teen suspects, as you might imagine, juveniles, so we don't get to hear their names. They were probably released to mommy or daddy or grandmommy or granddaddy.
Aww,
or
poor little thing.
Or who else, but they'll be back at it, I'm sure, maybe next weekend for the next big meetup.
Might be nice out.
Or
that
teen
makes them, yeah.
Takeover. You just never know. And White Marsh Mall, shopper Jack McNew reacted to the news of the armed robbery.
You know, we were down here last night, the night before, and, you know, there's a ton of people, and I literally said that. I was like, we'll see if the same thing happens, because it's not the first time it's happened. Some people blame parenting. Some people blame supervision. So I know they've instated curfews and stuff like that, but it doesn't seem to be working.
And we keep wondering when they're going to go after the parents when they're out. Now, there's a curfew inside the mall. But outside the mall, and, you know, police, if they're serious about preventing these meetups or link-ups or whatever they're called, teen takeovers, they need to be out in these parking lots where they start gathering and dispersing the crowds, because according to Mr. McNew, it is a public safety issue now that families, as we're seeing with the Towson Town Center, they're coming up next, and other big events. It used to be safe. Used to be considered you could take it as a family event. You felt safe. No longer.
Gotta be out of your mind if you go near.
Yeah, they really are, because you're just asking for trouble.
White Marsh, Perry Hall used to be a great community. Not a lot of issues like that. And, like, you know, it makes you question, like, where you want to live. It's unsafe for the locals. So ruins it for the people doing the right thing.
So we're told here today, and that was a Fox 45 report, that police leaders and community leaders, elected officials, are planning to work with the mall. Again, look. That we've seen this before. It keeps happening over and over and over again. The very definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. You're not going to get any different result until people are actually held accountable. And that would be the juveniles and, of course, the parents in some cases that are just brain dead. They have no idea where their kids are.
Or lazy.
Nor do they care. All right. 6:13 traffic weather on the freeze. Now with the update on the Monday morning rush hour, it's Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. The wreck on 795 is southbound. It's near the ramp at Franklin Boulevard, so it's affecting the ramp a little bit. Now the main line coming down from the bridge at Cockeys Mill Road and coming down from 140. Going to get a little bit of a slowdown there. It's a speed reduction. Now it looks like the two lanes are moving on 795. But again, they're looking at a number of flashing lights there at the ramp. So just want to give you the heads up for that if you're coming down from the top of the hill at 140 and on to 795 southbound. Both the tunnels, good to go. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Early ride down to the Capitol Beltway, for the most part, looks good. It looks like there might be an incident now on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop at Route 29. And then another report just a bit above that with another wreck reported on the outer loop at Georgia Avenue. Both of those just in the last 20 minutes. And the backup very quickly will go back towards New Hampshire Avenue in that section of Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly start to the day, mostly cloudy, and will only be in the 50s today. We're at 91 degrees last week. And coming in this morning, it was 38. So freeze warning is in effect again tomorrow morning. It'll start warming back up here on Wednesday. This is just a momentary cold front, or that's what they're telling us. 41 right now in Columbia, and it is 41 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. The White House wants the NFL to enshrine former President Teddy Roosevelt into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And the reason why is because he was the one that forced rule changes to make the game safer, including the legalization of the forward pass. Oh. Or as the New York Jets call it, the pick six. That's what they do. We've stopped minting pennies. The next, we're being told, is the nickel. Hmm. And the nickel might be the next to go. Inflation. All right? From the 4 cents, 4 cents worth. People don't like to carry coins around anymore. Everything is electronic, you know, transactions and debits and so on and so forth.
Not this old lady.
Yeah. You don't mind carrying the coins?
I don't mind. I use every coin I can. Yes. What did I do?
Nothing.
Did I do it already? Did what? I?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
No, you were fine. At least for the moment. Notable American leaders and politicians, including President Trump, are reading the Bible this week, cover to cover. It's America Reads the Bible Week. How about that?
That's
and
very
for
nice.
For many in Congress, I guess I'll skip over the "thou shalt not lie" part, right?
Yeah, that just dog-ear that.
Did you see the video of the, they had a spring football at Virginia Tech. They had a parachutist coming in, and he slammed into the scoreboard.
That's not a good sign.
And had to be rescued from the dangling from the scoreboard.
Oh, so. Man. No, I did not hear about that, but that's...
guess that wasn't the kind of touchdown they were hoping for at spring break.
That falls out of the rules.
Yeah.
Oh!
Article in The Atlantic alleging that FBI Director Kash Patel is prone to prolonged drunken binges.
Stop it.
That's what they're saying. You know, he denied it yesterday on Sunday morning.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
He said, sometimes they call me Cash Patron, but I just...
Yeah, Cash Patron.
Madonna made a surprise appearance on stage with Sabrina Carpenter at Coachella over the weekend.
What is Coachella? I thought it was an Italian dish.
It's a concert-like venue. It's like a Woodstock for Generation Z, I guess.
I'd rather have Woodstock.
Yeah. But you look at Madonna and Sabrina standing by, it was like before and after picture.
Yeah, like after you use this magic cream,
exactly.
Don't let this happen to you.
Well, she's what, 60 now, I think. So.
Wait, Madonna's, she's older than 60.
Is she older than 60?
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to look up and see what her age is. Now, remember last week we told you about the air traffic control audio from Reagan National where a couple of pilots were overheard meowing? Well, we have that audio for you now.
Meow.
You guys need to be professional pilots.
Meow, 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 meow.
This is why you still fly an RJ.
Meow, meow, meow.
How about that?
Yep. A little terror.
That's in charge of flying your planes and making sure that you're safe in the skies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Feel free to...
Madonna's 67. 67 years of age is Madonna. Mm-hmm. Just looked it up. Chuck, one of our listeners said they were just kind of, you know, going through YouTube one day and they found a song. As soon as they heard the song, they immediately thought of you. And I thought, well, let's play it for you here this morning.
Oh. Well, it takes 2 months on the Dover's Road to get these hearts to mark. I'll come back with a wagon load and a few coins in my pocket. Trading hearts, china dishes, coffee, guns, and salty fishes. I may never know what rich is, cause all I do is barter.
All I do is barter, baby.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm taking that corn to the sour mash. Sour mash to whiskey. They'll keep them warm on a Saturday night and keep their loving frisky. Trading hearts, china dishes, coffee, guns, and salty fishes. I may never know what rich is, cause all I do is barter.
All he does is barter, folks, and there you have it. It's one of our
Nothing
listeners.
Wrong with that.
Yeah, no, good stuff, right? You know,
it's the anthem of the IBF.
Yeah, that was the instrumentation on that. It was a stick that a guy was able to put close to his mouth and like a juice harp.
Yeah.
And the other guy was playing a paper bag.
That's Tom Levin and one of his friends.
All I do is barter. All right, there you have it. I didn't know there was a song out there, but now there is, folks.
Well, now we know. Like
we
said,
might, we might have to edit that up and become the new traffic sound, or we'll work on that.
I don't think so.
We have some good editing here.
Chris is going, no,
you get
please
yourself a new traffic sound. And it won't be me.
Oh, boy. Well, at least you get somebody that can deal with the cameras. What can we say?
That's nice.
That's right. No,
it's back. It's upside down, and now it's fixed.
Now it's fixed. Oh, that's quick.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I looked at it, and I said the sky was on the bottom of the shot.
You're either a man who has influence or a man under the influence. We're still trying to determine which.
Hey, the person who put the sign upside down.
They don't like it when I start screaming about the cameras.
All right. Well, I'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Goodbye. Chuck, 20 minutes after the hour. So, again, this is a big election for Baltimore County Executive and for, you know, obviously for a number of races. But I do think in Baltimore County we're watching is things are just getting spiraling out of control. And so far I haven't had anybody that has any really great ideas. We'll see. Obviously, besides needing more police officers, what else can be done? Any other ideas as to what can be done? I mean, it used to be years ago when some of the teens would loiter outside 7-Eleven, they'd play classical music. Remember that? And that would just kind of drive them away because they hated the music so much. It wouldn't linger. They wouldn't gather there. That might be one idea. Or why don't they just bring in these massive floodlights and just, you know, soak the whole parking lot in just bright light. And so that way they won't be able to meet up and do whatever they wanted to do. All right, just some thoughts off the top of my head. Let's get some of yours as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-billion dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kicked the can down the road and forced local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. The appropriations and Senate finance chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Still some activity right here at the ramp at 795 and Franklin Boulevard. Number of flashing lights. We're getting traffic by, and they're looking at it. So, again, the heads up would be if you're coming up from Owings Mills Boulevard, you're coming down the hill from the split at 140 and 795. Just a brief delay there. It's a speed reduction at that point. Capitol Beltway with a couple of things in the area in Montgomery County. Outer loop at Route 29, outer loop at Georgia Avenue, mostly off the roadway, but kind of crowding the inside lane just a bit. Already, that delay continues from about New Hampshire Avenue over to Route 29 on the outer loop, at least a 10-minute delay early in that area of the Capitol Beltway headed west. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start to the day, but then mostly cloudy and a high in the low 50s. So freeze warning is again in effect for overnight. Then things begin to warm up starting on Wednesday. Right now, 46 and mostly cloudy in Ocean City, 42 in Severn. And in addition to White Marsh Mall, where there have been problems, Towson Town Center continues to be plagued by issues. Crime, vacancies driving fewer shoppers to the Towson Town Center Mall, in which they now, Fox 45 did a piece over the weekend, in which 25% of the stores now are vacant in Towson Town Center. And obviously that is, of course, the biggest ones, Tommy Bahama. Let's see, I think Banana Republic has left. Apple now has announced they're closing its store in Towson Town Center. And the bottom line here is that here's one owner of a Capital Luggage. She says she's going to close up shop and move to Columbia.
It's time for me to finish the lease and then just combine it to Columbia location.
Yeah, she says one of the reasons why, look, there's so many vacancies when you have less foot traffic. That affects every store, not just the ones that have closed up in the mall.
It was very sudden since beginning of the year. It seems like everybody was moving out, apparently. So there's a lot of vacancy in the mall.
And local economist Anirban Basu says that, you know, this might suggest that is Towson Town Center dying? Is this another nail in the coffin or the nail in the coffin?
People might remember that this is a mall that used to have a Burberry's, a Louis Vuitton, you know, many other upscale stores. The closure of the Apple store at Towson Town Center is another nail in what might turn out to be a coffin.
I remember the nail in the coffin for Owings Mills Mall was the Metro. Once the Metro came out there, it brought, you know, some that obviously same kind of thing, meetups and link-ups and shoplifting increased, and they were saying the same thing at these other stores. And now the executive director of the Towson Chamber of Commerce, Nancy Hofford, she was on Channel 2 the other day giving an interview in which she reacted to the announcement that Apple was closing its store at Towson Town.
That store does so well. It's crowded all the time. And I know they do a great business there.
So she's saying they do a great business there. And she also kind of, because you know, some people were suggesting maybe this was Apple's way to bust the union because it was the only unionized store in the country.
I'm not sure if being a union store had anything to do with why they're closing, but I know that it couldn't be sales. And from the police reports that I've heard, they haven't had issues over there.
Yeah, I would be hard pressed. I don't know. I don't have access to the police reports, but let's not forget that Nancy, with all due respect, she heads up the Towson Chamber of Commerce. The last thing that the Towson Chamber of Commerce wants is any reputation about crime, shoplifting rates increasing. So she, I think, is doing her job. She's trying to put a spin on this. And you can tell with the way she characterized the Apple store in this manner.
I work very closely with the mall management and mall security, and I know for a fact that their sales were up this holiday season since pre-COVID.
Yeah, maybe their sales were up, but you know, pre-COVID was bad, really, really bad. And they had went through the COVID, and it just devastated, closed a lot of stores. But the shoplifting rates, I mean, again, that's something we don't know. Towson Apple Store did not have a specific reason why they're closing. But obviously, if they were doing so well, if sales were great, they would, you know, they'd still be there. So I think it's a combination of factors. I think the 25% vacancy rate, I think the ongoing perception of crime, and I think obviously there might have been some shoplifting and things going on in the store. They just didn't want to put up with anymore. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, John and company. By the way, I just want to point out to you and your listeners, this coming Wednesday is Israel's Independence Day. The country turns 78 years of age. Mazel Tov, it's called Yom HaTzmaut observance. The one comment I got to
Oh, one question I got to ask you. With the Maryland General Assembly just finishing its session last Monday night, you remember that some of the legislation they did was to declassify certain criminal acts for young people instead of being being tried as an adult, being tried as juveniles and all that. So how much do you think has contributed to all this action, knowing the youth, knowing that the General Assembly really don't see them as adults?
That's a great question, but I think the youth paid no attention to what happens in the Maryland General Insane Asylum whatsoever. I do think what happens is, the fact is, any bill, and thanks for your question, Mark, any bill, any piece of legislation that does not hold them accountable directly or does not make consequences of them severe so they won't repeat their behaviors, that's what they factor in. They know they're being caught, they know they're being released, and they know they'll go out there and do it again until something changes, until we get a new General Assembly, or we get some new laws on the books. All right, coming up next, President Trump warning Iran, the end of the ceasefire is coming, and you better come to the peace table. Let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Police are investigating separate weekend shootings that injured a woman and a man. On Saturday afternoon, a 24-year-old man turned up at a hospital with multiple gunshot wounds, and he's listed in stable condition. Police say the victim was shot in the 700 block of North Chester Street. On Sunday, a 24-year-old woman was shot inside of a home in the 3300 block of Winterbourne Avenue, and she's in stable condition. Investigators believe the shooting stemmed from a domestic-related incident. And Anne Arundel County police say one person is dead and a suspect has been arrested after a Saturday night shooting in Glen Burnie. Police say the victim was shot in the 7700 block of Baltimore-Annapolis Boulevard, and he was taken to a hospital where he died. The victim is identified as 27-year-old Michael Hayes. Police have arrested 32-year-old Georgios Jurkakis of Baltimore in connection with the shooting. Police say although an arrest has been made, detectives are asking anyone with information to give him a call. And a motorcyclist is dead following a weekend crash in Howard County. Police say the accident happened at around 6:30 p.m. Saturday on Marriottsville Road near Warwick Way when the motorcyclist struck an SUV. According to the preliminary investigation on the motorcyclist from Hampstead, he was driving at a high rate of speed at the time of the accident. The driver of the SUV was not injured but remained at the scene and is cooperating. The crash investigation is ongoing. And the National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning for parts of Maryland from tonight through Tuesday morning. The warning will be in effect from 2 a.m. until 10 a.m. in central, northern, and southern Maryland, with temperatures dipping as low as 30 degrees. It's 6:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Life has gotten more expensive. For many homeowners, their income stays about the same while everything else keeps going up. And there's less room in the budget than there used to be. Most people try to make things work on their own. They cut back, they use savings, they adjust where they can. But in a lot of cases, that still isn't enough. That's where a federal home equity conversion mortgage can help. It allows homeowners 62 and older to use some of the value in their home without a monthly payment to improve cash flow, reduce financial pressure. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on and what you're trying to accomplish. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If you're finding it harder to keep up with the cost of living and you're looking for a better way forward, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you will speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. That number again is 410-788-7070.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new delay on the Beltway on the east side. They're calling this a wreck. I'm not sure. It looks like almost to me like a broken down vehicle. Well, nevertheless, left-hand lane, inner loop after the bridge at Bel Air Road. State police are there, and they're waiting for a wrecker. I'm not sure. Again, it looks like to me it may be just a broken down vehicle. Back up already, back beyond the bridge at Putty Hill. So I'll be coming over from Hartford Road. When you get to the bridge at Putty Hill, you want to be in the center and the right-hand lanes. Get over there as soon as you can. I guess they're waiting here to probably get a wrecker, or State Highway will get there, push them off to the right shoulder. We'll keep an eye on that. There's still some activity around that wreck and the junction at 795 at Franklin Boulevard up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off chilly for your Monday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and temps that will be cooler. Freeze warnings in effect on Tuesday morning, warmer by the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the good, the bad, and the ugly all rolled up into one yesterday in Cleveland. Here's the good. The Birds fighting back from an early 5-0 deficit.
Ward belts one to deep left field toward the wall and gone for Taylor Ward's first home run as an Oriole.
And it's a Weaver, too, folks.
As in an Earl Weaver special, Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call in Masson. Ward's blast was his first of the season and it trimmed the deficit to 5-3 in the fifth. The bad happened in the bottom of the inning. Birds now trailing 5-4.
Drill, deep left. If it's fair, it's gone. She is out of here.
Matt Underwood had that call on Guardians TV. Ramirez, that is Jose Ramirez, second of the day off of Trevor Rogers. That made it 6-4 Cleveland. And the ugly was, in general, the Birds in the field.
A 1-1. And Brito drives one to deep center field. Alexander got turned around.
Center field going to be a problem for the Birds. They need to solve. 8-4 the final yesterday. Birds dropped 3-4 to the Guardians. They've now lost 5 of their last 6. Ravens news. The team now just 4 days away from making the 14th selection in the 2026 NFL draft. It'll be the first draft that head coach Jesse Minter will be a part of, and he was asked what his role is on draft night.
On draft night, man, it's let this guy do his job, you know, and be there to support and be there to talk through things and think through things, be a sounding board. But let the guy do the great job that he does, and I know that we're going to end up with a bunch of great players.
Talking about Eric DaCosta, of course, round one will be on Thursday night. Stanley Cup playoffs got underway in Carolina on Saturday, and we were 3 seconds in when Brady Tkachuk and Jordan Staal thought, you know what, let's do this.
They're right out the draw. Brady Tkachuk is going to drop the gloves for Jordan Staal. They want to set the tone early, and they do.
Dean Brown had the call on TSN 1200 Ottawa, the Senators radio network. The two captains locking up after the opening faceoff. It wasn't a slobber knocker. It was over in about 10 seconds. 2-0 the final. The Hurricanes prevail over the Senators. And finally, the NASCAR Cup Series at the Kansas Speedway yesterday. Michael Jordan's team, well, they did it again.
On the inside, digging hard. Reddick slides up in front of Larson, and the pole sitter is going to come to the line for win number 5.
Tyler Reddick driving the number 45 Toyota Camry for 23XI Racing does it in overtime. The time now is 6:37. When we return, criticism of John Harbaugh from a former player.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Good to be back on a beautiful Monday morning.
Yes, it is.
How
it was
you,
a beautiful
friend?
Weekend.
It absolutely was.
A little rainy yesterday morning, but Friday and Saturday were just gorgeous.
And it turned out nice yesterday, though, in the afternoon
anyway.
Yeah, it anyway.
Did. Yeah, it was a little cooler, but it turned out to be a nice day.
So here's something. Did you see or hear or watch Zay Flowers' comments about practice?
I read about them. I didn't see them.
Okay, so it's on a podcast called Fourth and South. A couple of former NFL players, Jarvis Landry and Leonard Fournette, host it. They asked Flowers about, you know, the Ravens, how they practice, et cetera, et cetera. I'll play you the comment, and then we'll talk. Okay, here's Flowers talking about Ravens practices under John Harbaugh.
317s, we doing one-on-ones. Everybody out there, you tired. You so still going. Physically, your body, like, how you manage that, though? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't. Like, that was low-key. That was a lot of, we had a lot of, like, injuries, like, yeah.
A lot of injuries. So what he's saying there basically is the NFL allots a certain amount of practices during the week, during the season, that you can do full pads.
Right.
And the Ravens were always in compliance. They were never out of compliance.
Right.
And Flowers was complaining that even in week 17, leading up to the final games against the Steelers, etc., they were still in pads. They were allowed to be in pads,
right,
but they were still in pads. And so the injuries piled up. In fact, he had to be in the cold tub every day after a game to recover in order for the next game, including the day of the game. Okay?
Well, so, there's a difference from what we used to call shells, and that's just helmets
and shirts.
Shoulder pads, right, and shirts or whatever, versus full pads, a full padded practice. And then there's also a difference between a full padded practice and a practice with full contact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can run in full pads. You're not going to get injured just because you're wearing full pads.
Right.
If they're having full contact in the full pads, then that would be an injury concern.
Right. He didn't mention full contact. Yeah. He mentioned full pads. But, I mean, I guess the overall question is this. I know they're better athletes these days than the guys back in the 50s yeah. and 60s. Okay, I mean, there's no doubt, right?
Right.
Because it's a full-time job.
Sure.
But are they as tough?
No.
Not even close.
I don't think so. Mm. Different mindset now.
Absolutely.
And the league reflects it because, you know, look, it's a $10 billion league, and they're increasing games, which increases the
up
frequency of injury now. So they got to take better care of themselves, obviously. But I just think it's sour grapes. I really do.
I think it's just hard to hear players complain.
And he's a wide receiver. Come on. Okay.
I hate to say that. He's a little one at that.
He's a wide receiver. He's not in the trenches. Come on, man.
Good one.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on KC and Company. All right. So the high stakes confrontation over the control of the Strait of Hormuz between the U.S. and the Islamic Republic of Iran continues. On Friday, we thought we had great news. The president said that it looks like they were coming to the peace table. They've agreed to do everything. They agreed to give up the enriched uranium. They've agreed no nukes. They agreed to open the strait, and they did. They opened the strait because there was a ceasefire with Israel and Lebanon. But the president said, well, trust but verify. And he's wise to do that because when you're dealing with these theocratic murderous mullahs of Iran and that Islamic fundamentalist mindset, again, remember, their goal is get rid of little Satan, which is Israel, and then great Satan, which is us. That's their goal. And that's their mindset. It's not going to change overnight, even though they've been pounded and obliterated. Anything that leaves them alive is a victory in their mindset. And so what happened next was the president kept the blockade on. And so and he was going to do that because he was not going to give Iran any kind of leverage whatsoever. The president holds all the cards in this negotiation, and he's not going to give up the cards. And so knowing that, Iran then reimposes, closes the Strait of Hormuz, fires at vessels, and then tries to ignore the U.S. Navy. Bad decision, because the U.S. Navy blew a hole in their engine room of one of their cargo vessels, and now we have seized it. U.S. Marines taking that ship in the Strait of Hormuz. The big question is, will they show up tomorrow in Islamabad, Pakistan, for the next round of peace talks? They probably will. But when you're dealing with the murderous mad mullahs of Iran, remember, it's two steps forward, five steps back. This is who they are. And so the president, I think, did as best as he could. He wants to be. Look, he's broken a bunch of peace deals, eight of them already. He wants to get this one done badly. And then he can turn maybe to Ukraine and Russia. But this is a big one. And I just think that, unfortunately, the only language that the murderous mad mullahs of Iran understand is that of pure and total conquest. They must be soundly defeated. The president's going to have to finish the job, and what that entails, I don't know. I don't trust them. I don't think, unless they actually voluntarily hand over the 900 pounds of enriched uranium, because it obviously could lead to a dirty bomb or 10 to 11 other types of nuclear weapons. This is what's going on right now. And the president did warn them, basically saying that if they did backed out of the deal, let me read what he said. He said that the IRGC always wanted to be the tough guy. We're offering a fair and reasonable deal. I hope they take it, because if they don't, the United States is going to knock out every single power plant, every single bridge in Iran. No more Mr. Nice Guy. They'll come down fast. They'll come down easy. And if they don't take the deal, it will be my honor to do what has to be done, which should have been done to Iran by other presidents for the last 47 years. It's time for the Iran killing machine to end. I think the only way you end the killing machine is to kill the machine. And that's not going to be with a peace deal until they are just... they're ready to surrender completely. And that may never happen. We'll have to wait and see. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Right, left-hand lane still blocked on the inner loop right after Bel Air Road. They're still calling this an accident. It's a single vehicle. State Highway is there now, and a trooper just walked out into the traveled portion. So now it looks like the State Highway truck is going to push this thing off to the right side. Yeah, the trooper's holding everybody up in the right and the center lane. So they'll push this thing over to the side, and then we'll get all three lanes open once again through there. So we'll come back and visit that in about 10 minutes. The backup was going back. Let me just see if it's back to Hartford Road. Yep, it is. It's back to Hartford Road now and rapidly going back towards Perrin Parkway. It's already created a pretty good size problem, but they're trying to get it at least, and it just now is getting to the shoulder. I like that. That's live stuff, folks. And as soon as the trooper gets back in the car, we'll have all the lanes open. The wreck at 795 at Franklin Boulevard has pretty much cleared as well. Looks like they've reopened the ramp right there at 795 and the ramp to Franklin Boulevard, and that's also now improving. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start, mostly cloudy, and highs in the 50s today. Freeze warning in effect for tonight, tomorrow morning, then warming back up on Wednesday. Right now, 42 in the Middle River. It is 39 in the Bel Air. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
McDonald's is rolling out dirty sodas and refreshers nationwide. How about that? Yeah. Toasted vanilla frappe, strawberry watermelon refresher, Sprite Lunar Splash, the popping tropic refresher, and the creamy vanilla cold brew. Yeah. Now at McDonald's. How about that? Dirty sodas. That's a new thing now.
You know, what is it called?
Dirty soda.
Oh.
That's when you put some of the kind of... soda thing in your soda to, well,
for heaven's sake.
It can be anything. In Chuck's case,
in so Chuck, I didn't do it this time.
In Chuck's case, it's Bailey's. He puts Bailey's in his soda.
I don't need anything at Bailey's.
New Big Crispy chicken sandwiches are now at Chili's. They've got the spicy Big Crispy, the Nashville Hot, the Deluxe Big Crispy, the Honey Chipotle, and the Buffalo Big Crispy.
Chili's is my place. Yeah, I Chili's. love Chili's.
Yeah. And Chi-Chi's is coming back. Remember that?
Yeah, for right. What? They sold their stuff in the supermarkets. You could still get like their salsa and stuff like that, but they're actually coming back.
Purdue is turning 6'7 into chicken nuggets. Why? I don't know, because it's, I guess, a good. It's a big with the younger folks. 6'7", that, you know. That,
oh, yeah. I thought that went away.
I was hoping it did.
No.
And now they're trying to bring it back in food.
Limited, they say limited edition. We'll see how well it sells. Denny's launching the Masters of the Universe collab with the He-Man Battle Burger. That's something for you, Chuck.
Thank you.
He-Man.
The He-Man.
Another bring back.
Right, exactly.
Better than a She-Man.
And El Pollo Loco is putting a spin on its chicken tenders with the launch of Loco Tenders, hitting menus nationwide this Thursday.
Any description on this? Loco?
It just, again, these are chicken tenders with the Loco sauce. So that's the hot sauce with the Baja Lime. These are not new, but the sauces are, is what we're being told.
Mm-hmm.
At
Sounds
El
good.
Polo Loco. Yeah, I'd like to see that. And by the way, we got a Raisin Cane's that's being raised right here up the road in Ricestown and Owings Mills. So that's, I don't know when their official opening is, but that's all they do is chicken tenders.
And right, so, the sauce is supposed to be the showstopper there.
Yeah,
there.
At Raisin Cane's. Yeah, I think they've already opened
there's
up.
There's one in Bel Air,
New York. Bel Air, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you gone there yet?
I have not. The line's too long.
Really? You can't get in there?
I don't. I'm not much of a patient person,
yield that massive influence of yours?
Massive influence?
Yes.
What influence have I?
You need some state highway barricades in front of the
That I can access. I think I might be able to get some of that.
I was thinking so.
All right, sounds good. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Interestingly enough, there's a new poll out I want to share with you. And my question to you this morning is, what do you want to see the president do? Do you want to see him finish the job in Iran? Do you want him to, or do you want him to get out now and proclaim victory? Or is there another option there? There's this poll out by the Rasmussen. Majority of voters, 52%, approve of military action to eliminate Iran's nuclear missile programs. 40% disapprove. And this is an improvement from last month. Support is overwhelming among Republicans. 87% approve. Only 28% of Democrats approve. Voters who watch President Trump's address directly support the military action decisively, 67% to 29%. Those relying on the enemy media for coverage essentially are split. So what we're seeing here is that if you listen to the president directly and you hear it from his mouth, you're more apt to support what's happening in with Iran versus just relying on consuming media coverage. 44% correctly identify stopping Iran's nuclear program as the goal. But that rises to 59%, those who watch President Trump, his address directly, versus 38% relying on news reports. So, again, as far as taking oil or regime change, they find out the more media coverage was consumed, the more apt it was for them to believe that and not the president. So we now have identified the problem, and the problem, and for the president, for me, he's got to get more messaging out there by you know, his direct message. And, of course, the media is going to do what the media does, the state-run drive-by media. But I just thought that was an interesting component there to that poll. I just think that with this mindset of the Islamic fundamentalists, who I've been covering for a long, long time, even prior to 9/11, they only understand one thing, and that's it's either win or lose. And again, every other negotiation is just trying to buy time so they can rearm and so that they can. Now, of course, the president is a masterful negotiator, much better than I am. And we'll have to wait and see what he might have some aces up his sleeve. But I think at the end of the day, the only thing that the murderous mad mullahs of Iran understand is, you know, pure violence. And that's what's going to have to happen. And he's already taken out most of the leadership, and they're still trying to hang on for dear life, right? You know, I had a fantastic experience at Town Appliance and Owings Mills just the other day, and I know you will too. The guys that run the store, Mayor and Mayor, there's Big Mayor, Little Mayor, and that's a physical reference, helped me hunt down the perfect kitchen upgrades, and they actually make the process fun because they really enjoy their work. You know, instead of that usual stress, they focus on finding similar matches. High-end brands like Bosch, just wonderful stuff. And the best part, getting an appliance that is going to make everybody in the house happy. No high-pressure sales, just expert knowledge to ensure that you get exactly what fits your needs, what fits your budget. And if you want more savings, go and check out their Spring Black Friday shopping event. It's going on right now. Over 70 different brands on display, like Bosch, which I mentioned. They also offer flexible financing options to make it even easier. For hours and more information, go to townappliance.com. Great sales, great appliances, and a happy home for everybody. Tell them that I sent you.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so this wreck on the Beltway on the inner loop after Bel Air Road is completely on the right shoulder now, but they're looking at it, and because of that, the backup is all the way back to Hartford Road. So it's slowing from there, and it's going to take 10 minutes at least to get through that. And then once you clear that, you're okay over towards 95. We're filling in quickly on the outer loop at Hartford Road. The west side delay is already there, but that's the normal stuff. 795 down through Frederick Road. Already now some delays at both the Harbor Tunnels, 95 right around O'Donnell Street going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is now slowing southbound near the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. A chilly start to the day today, cloudy and back into the 50s. Right now, 43 and cloudy in Dundalk, 43 in Millersville. Let's get some calls here this morning. Sue is in Middle River. Good morning, Sue.
Hey, good morning. I hope everyone had a nice weekend, and thanks for listening to my call. I want to go back to the Apple Store for a minute. So in January, I went into the Apple Store in Towson. I spent $1,000 on a new Apple phone, and while it was transferring the data in the store, I never walked out of the store. The sales guy walked away for a minute. I turned my back, and someone stole the phone in the store. And the manager, I was told, was looking at the video, but apparently she wasn't. Maybe she was. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So she told me, my son came to the store by then, because this whole ordeal is going on for a long time, where she never came out. And she told me, by the time my son got there, you better call the police. I go, me call the police? It's in your store. No, it's your phone. You call the police, because they make you pay for it. So we call the police. Baltimore County Police comes into the Apple Store and went to look at the video, and they refused to let them look at the video. Oh, it gets better. So then the police called me 2 weeks later, and they said they were going to subpoena the video to see who stole it. I'm pretty sure it was an inside job. So, and other people in the store told me, oh, that wasn't the first time that happened. So no one told me that there's thieves all over that store, including probably the employees. But, well, you know, at this point, so please call me, and they say, oh, yeah, we can't just subpoena it. We have to federally subpoena the information, and this is April, and that's where I sit, and the incident happened in January.
So I'm confused why the feds would get involved. This was a local store in Baltimore County. I don't know why the feds would be getting involved.
They won't release the video unless there's a federal subpoena to see the video. That's what Baltimore County Police is telling me. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is
nuts. But we haven't even seen the video.
Yeah, that is crazy. I don't know why they wouldn't release it. Why would they not honor a Baltimore County subpoena by a Baltimore County judge? That is crazy. Maybe that's one of the reasons why they've closed up shop and they're going to be leaving.
Yeah, I mean, you can't make this up. I mean, still, I'm out $1,000 because of it. I put a hold on my credit card, but my credit card company said, oh, that's between you and Apple. We're going to release the charge, so I have to pay $1,000 for the phone that I never got to hold in my hand.
Well, you know what? I would get yourself an attorney. It is time to, you might want to consider filing a lawsuit against Apple.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's like, you know, for $100, people go, no big deal. $1,000, that's a lot of money.
It is. Yep.
Call us back. Let us know if you have any an update on your story. So I'm sorry that happened to you. It's just, but you know, again, this is the world in which we live now. They'd rather protect the criminals at the Apple Store than their customers. That's pretty much the policy, isn't it?
Yep.
All right, Sue, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Chuck in Columbia. Good morning, Chuck.
Hi. You're speaking to another foolish man here, a senior citizen. Yesterday was Sunday, and somebody came to my door with a clipboard and some BG&E bills on there and wanted to see mine, and I showed them to her, and she said she would save me money by going through, talking things over with her on the bill. And I had already joined this Arcadia with the solar panels, and I think that's working out okay because I've got bills from them.
Right.
But I think that I've been scammed here. It's the first time I didn't check an ID on a person or things of that nature.
Were they claiming to be from BGE?
They said they were saving me money with BGN.
No, no, that's different. So you got to check their credentials, because a lot of these alternative energy companies, solar panel companies, that are very aggressive. They go door to door. I've come to my door and asking for the same thing. They can save me money. I said, I'm not interested. That's if I even answer the door. Half the time, I won't even answer the door anymore, because you never know.
I just wanted to confess to the world that I was really stupid.
All right, well, that happens. That happens, but hopefully you're not out any money, right?
Not that I know of. I'll check things today. That was yesterday, Sunday.
Yeah, you know? But you should report it to BGE anyway, that people are misrepresenting themselves. Chuck,
that's,
thanks.
That's almost
thanks
impossible.
For,
they put you on hours' wait if they do call you back.
Yeah.
It's like 2 or 3 days before they call back.
All right, but thanks for the heads up. Appreciate that. Yeah. All right. 6:59. I want to tell you about Dr. Melissa Segev and her team at Audiology Associates. 10 different locations throughout the Baltimore Metro to serve you. If you're having any kind of hearing issue at all, you should make your appointment today. And we'll give you the phone number here in just a second. Whether it's cleaning out the wax, or maybe there might be another issue there, or just getting a benchmark hearing test. I've often recommended that, just as we do with our annual physicals, with our annual eye checks, at least once or every couple of years or whatever, but do it now. Do it this year. Get your hearing tested. That way you have a benchmark, a level of where your hearing is now, and then should there be any changes in the future, you can clearly document that as well. They take a gentle, empathetic approach. Call 410-944-3100. That's 410-944-3100. Or go online, aaiaudiology.com. And when silence is not golden, rather, call Audiology Associates.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Things are heating up again between the U.S. and Iran.
President Trump announced that U.S. negotiators would head to Pakistan on Monday for another round of talks with Iran. But then the U.S. seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship trying to get around a naval blockade. Iran denounced the seizure, and the incident threw into question plans for more talks. A two-week ceasefire is set to expire Wednesday.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Another suspected drug-running boat blown to smithereens by the U.S. military in the Caribbean Sea. Powerful storms have delivered a heavy blow to the nation's midsection in recent days, flooding rains, damaging hail, fierce winds.
As you go from the winter season into spring and summer there, there's that transition season. Or, the weather's transitioning there, where you're going from the predominantly colder air to the predominantly warmer air, and we tend to get more intense storm systems this time of year.
David Cousins at the National Weather Service. Damage assessment underway in northern Japan.
A powerful earthquake has struck off the northern Japanese coast. The Japan Meteorological Agency has issued a tsunami alert in the region. The quake registered a preliminary magnitude of 7.4. It occurred off the coast of Sanriku in northern Japan at a depth of around 6 miles below the sea surface. Japan's NHK public television said a tsunami of up to 10 feet could hit the area shortly. I'm Charles Tillesma.
Shreveport, Louisiana has been shaken by a mass shooting. A man fatally shot 8 children, including 7 of his own. He was shot and he also shot and wounded 2 women before he was shot dead by police. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 274 points, and NASDAQ futures off 131. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Here's something most people don't know. When Warren Buffett was just 13 years old, he didn't put his money into a savings account. While other kids were earning next to nothing at local banks, Buffett put $114 into a little-known investment. Today, that $114 would be worth over $15 million. And it wasn't a risky trade. It wasn't insider knowledge. It was an account that's been around since 1888. And over the last 25 years, it's averaged 29% a year. That's what happens when your money is allowed to compound. Compare that to today's savings account, paying less than 0.5%, while inflation quietly eats away at your buying power. Buffett understood early, banks are great businesses, just not for savers. If you'd like to see what some investors call the 29% account, go now to ask29account.com. That's ask29account.com. Ask29account.com.
Good morning,
You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels are running with about a 10-minute delay, maybe a little bit more, but nothing out of the ordinary right now. Southbound 95 and 895. Inner loop of the Beltway continues to improve. At one point, we were backed up to Hartford Road from an incident on the inner loop at Bel Air Road, and now that's beginning to clear itself out. And even right over at Bel Air Road, they could still be looking at this incident off to the right side, right after the bridge. It was on the right shoulder, cleared earlier from the left-hand lane. So there's still some brake lights there as you're heading over eventually towards I-95. JFX is good. The Beltway through Pikesville is okay. And the west side outer loop delays are there, the normal stuff from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and temps that will be cooler. Freeze warnings in effect on Tuesday morning, warmer by the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 42 degrees in Bel Air and 42 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Howard County Police have posted surveillance images of the suspect in Friday's gas station shooting in Columbia. A woman wearing a black dress and slides is accused of shooting an employee of a Shell station in the 7200 block of Cradle Walk Way at around 7:45 p.m. The victim was taken to shock trauma with serious injuries. Images of the woman are posted online, and anyone with info on her identity is asked to call police. There is a reward of up to $1,000 leading to the suspect's arrest. And two teenage suspects have been arrested after an armed robbery in the parking lot of White Marsh Mall. Police were called to the mall at around 8:30 Saturday night, where the teenage victim told officers the suspects took his book bag at gunpoint. A nearby officer saw people looking through a book bag that belonged to the victim. The suspects were arrested and charged with armed robbery and assault. Police say they recovered an unloaded gun at the scene. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 890. The pick 4, 5468. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhardt Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Revealing comments yesterday from Orioles left fielder Taylor Ward after the Guardians took 3 of 4 from the Orioles over the weekend. 8-4 was the final yesterday, with Trevor Rogers giving up a season-high 6 runs.
We all need to, I guess, look in the mirror and really examine what we did out there, what we did this series, what we did last series, and just try to make adjustments.
Birds did fight back from a 5-0 hole, but once again did not look competent in the field. And that's what Ward was talking about. Blaze Alexander getting turned around in center, resulting in a 2-run double, and Trevor Rogers committing the 5th error by an Oriole pitcher this year. Not pleasing to manager Albernez.
Yeah, 100%. Very disappointing. That's something we still have to clean up and get better at, and we're still going to practice it all the time because we have to, obviously.
Yep. Birds will head to Kansas City to start 3 with the Royals beginning tonight at 7:40 p.m. RBC Heritage in Hilton Head, South Carolina yesterday. The comeback of Matt Fitzpatrick continues.
For the victory. Got a chance.
Matt Fitzpatrick has won the RBC Heritage for a
second time in a playoff.
And what a finish it was. Jim Nantz had the call on CBS. The 2022 U.S. Open champion birdies playoff hole number one and beats the world's number one, Scottie Scheffler, and with it, taking home a cool $3.6 million. And finally, here's a first. Notre Dame and Villanova's basketball teams will open next season in Rome, visiting Vatican City and Pope Leo XIV, who we know is a White Sox fan, but he's also a Villanova alum. Coming up in 30 minutes, a lacrosse classic at Homewood Field. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, the Maryland energy bill might be a big fat nothing burger. Virginia Democrats are going to try to wipe out the GOP on Election Day tomorrow. I'll tell you what's at stake there. Top story here today, a deranged, Trump deranged syndrome Democrat, Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, has done, which, you know, what used to be we'd have to disagreements over politics here in the good old U.S. of A. And that was par for the course. And it was, you thought that politics stopped at the water's edge, meaning when you left the United States and you went overseas or you were on foreign soil, the criticism of a president or a current administration would stop. It would send a message of, okay, we have our own little disagreements, but we're going to be unified as Americans. Well, those days are long gone. And now we regularly see, and I'm talking about elected officials here, but, you know, the Hollywood types like Rosie O'Donnell and all these other morons that have fled the country and continue to criticize President Trump and America from overseas. It really is. You know, there's a deluge of that happening these days. But Senator Chris Murphy is at the far left Defense of Democracy Summit in Barcelona, Spain over the weekend. And he made a total jackass out of himself. Trashing America, insulting the president. Murphy is a lot like, you know, Pocahontas or Lia Waf, as she's known, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, just stupid, loud, obnoxious, and willing to lie about the president constantly, almost every day. And he hasn't dialed back any of his insane anti-Trump rhetoric even once since the 2024 election. In fact, if anything, he has gotten much, much worse. And during his remarks in Spain, he actually used a bunch of dumb lines about Trump being a threat to our democracy. I don't know when these idiots will retire the talking points. Remember the first time he said he wasn't going to leave office, and then that's why they set up with the Fed's direction, the J6, trying to play into that. Now we're finding out there, according to a former J6er, there were as many as 300 undercover FBI agents on the ground that day. 300. We'll get to that maybe on another day. But anyway, so Murphy tells the crowd at the inaugural Global Progressive Mobilization Conference in Barcelona. Here's what he had to say.
I want to bring you greetings as well from a nation that is in crisis. I'm not going to sugarcoat the gravity of what we face right now in the United States. This is the most significant threat to American democracy since the Civil War. Donald Trump in our country is trying to end our democracy. We are not on the verge of a totalitarian takeover. We are in the middle of it. He is trying to seize control of our courts, of our law enforcement, of our media, of our elections. His goal is oligarchic capture.
He went on to describe the White House as the most corrupt in nation's history, but what has he just said? He has just revealed to us the Democrat playbook. That's exactly what the Democrats are doing. They run as moderates like Spanberger in Virginia. Then once they get elected, they begin their totalitarian tactics to try to wipe out the opposition completely. Look at Mejia up in New Jersey. She, of course, now that's a very blue district to begin with. I think Kamala Harris won it by 9 or 10 points. She blew out the Republican by 20 points up there, running as a moderate. Now she is coming. Look at Mom Donnie, commie Mom Donnie in New York City. You know, they run as common sense individuals, and then you try to bring up their past, and this is what you get. But this is why I think it's really the Democrat Party that poses the biggest threat to the safety, stability, and our constitutional republic, more so than anything else Donald Trump has ever done or ever will do. 7:13, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Yeah, it looks good through Annapolis. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound at the Bay Bridge. A lot of trucks queuing up for the truck scales on the eastbound side of 50 right there at Sandy Point. So they're on the right side. Not a big deal. Traffic is still getting through. And even the morning buildup really hasn't started yet. Still very nice right there at I-97 and Route 32. It's a report of a broken down vehicle that may be, if you're coming up from the airport northbound on the BW Parkway, the report is near the ramp at West Nursery Road. We don't have a camera there. And, of course, the parkway at that point is only two lanes. So heads up for that if you're coming north from I-195. All the normal stuff right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. 95 is going to be slow around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 has been slowing from Erdman Avenue, but with all the lanes open. And 695 has gone back to just pretty much the normal delays right now for the traffic on both the inner and the outer loop. And we're looking live right here at Camden Yards. The big junction is clear, 95 Russell Street, and the ramp at 295 onto the parkway. All the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start, mostly cloudy, high in the 50s. A freeze warning in effect through tomorrow morning. And then we start warming back up for Wednesday. So just get this little cold patch through here. Right now we're looking at 41 degrees in Reisterstown, 42 in Ellicott City. And time now for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All eyes on Iran. And let's point this out. The Strait of Hormuz, Iran does not own it. It's an international waterway. So the fact is that they're trying to close it or monitor it or take tolls off it is illegal under the eyes of international law. Everywhere. So, again, the media does not understand that point. And President Trump made a point yesterday saying Iran decided to fire bullets yesterday in the Strait of Hormuz, a total violation of our ceasefire agreement. Many of them were aimed at a French ship and a freighter from the United Kingdom. That wasn't nice, was it? My representatives are going to Islamabad, Pakistan. They will be there tomorrow evening for negotiations. Iran recently announced that they were closing the strait, which is strange because our blockade has already closed it. They're helping us without knowing it, and they are the ones that will lose with the closed passage, $500 million a day. The United States loses nothing. In fact, many ships are headed right now to the U.S. To load up complements of, in fact, the IRGC is going to be loading up with a lot of oil. IRGC always wanting to be the tough guy, so he basically said, no more Mr. Nice Guy if they don't come to the peace table soon. And he talked about the ceasefire and the blockade over the weekend.
Maybe I won't extend it, but the blockade is going to remain. But maybe I won't extend it. So you have a blockade, and unfortunately we'll have to start dropping bombs again.
Yeah, I think this is it. I really do. He gave him 14 days. On the, or whatever it was, 10 days, and it comes to an end tomorrow, and that's it. I mean, again, they've had an opportunity now for a week and a half to come to the peace table to negotiate a peace, and if they're not willing to do it by tomorrow night, then I would think the bombing is going to resume, and the goal remains the same. They may not, in any way, shape, or form, acquire a nuclear weapon.
We have a situation, I think, that is going to be very beneficial, and the main thing is that Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. You cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon, and that supersedes everything else.
On Friday, the president, was in Phoenix for the Turning Point USA action event and spoke highly, of course, of Charlie Kirk and Erica Kirk and the like. But then he hopped on a plane and got home back to the White House because he had to sign an executive order, which has to do with the psychedelic called Ibogaine. Ibogaine is doing wonders for brain-injured veterans. Our suicide rate for our veterans is brutally off the charts. And the president and others want, of course, you have to go to Mexico or Canada or elsewhere to be able to utilize Ibogaine. And Joe Rogan was at the podcaster. He's the one that sent a text to President Trump asking for the right to try and FDA approval.
With one dose of Ibogaine, more than 80% of people are free of that addiction. With two doses, it's more than 90%. I sent him that information. The text message came back, sounds great. Do you want FDA approval? Let's do it.
And so the president says, let's say Dr. McCarry was there and others, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Health and Human Services Secretary, to fast-track the FDA approval of this psychedelic.
You're not going to hold the country liable. You're not going to hold the drug companies or the insurance companies or anybody liable. And you have the right to try. And what it's done, and nobody wanted it, the insurance companies hated it, even the doctors, they were all afraid of it because they didn't want to be sued.
Yeah, so now that they'll take away that ability to hold them liable for that. And that's, you get a right to try, but you do it at your own risk, obviously. President also said that very soon the great strength of the American military is going to create a new dawn for Cuba.
And very soon this great strength will also bring about a day, 70 years in waiting. It's called a new dawn for Cuba. We're going to help them out with Cuba. We have a lot of great Cuban Americans. Not too many people in this audience, I don't think, but you go to Miami, we have people, Cuban Americans, people that were brutally treated, whose families were killed and brutalized. And now watch what happens.
And then, of course, over the weekend, Dr. Oz said they're going after fraud, not just in Minnesota, but already amazing numbers coming out of California on hospice fraud.
We have stopped payments to 450 hospices in California. Guess what? Not one has called us asking to reinstitute them.
Wow.
They may change their minds over time, but in 10 weeks, we've shut down 450 payment systems to these guys. That's representing at least $600, $700 million just this year, and no one's complaining.
And also, we learned from the civil rights DOJ attorney Harmy Dillon at the Justice Department, the 29 states, including Maryland, that are getting sued for not giving a complete list of voter registration. Listen to the numbers of what they found so far in the initial stages of their investigation.
We found at least 350,000 dead people currently on the voter rolls in those jurisdictions. And we've referred approximately 25,000 people with no citizenship records to the to Homeland Security to look at, dig into that further and see the extent to which people voted. I'm in touch with voting rights activists who are showing me information about people who have voted who are not American citizens. And so the left told us this never happens and it's a myth. It definitely happened.
Yeah, and we have proof of it now. And that's the way it was 456 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
You know, a good buddy, Vinny Steele, he does amazing work. He's got built this database of over 12,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now, today. And right now, you're smack dab in the middle of the best selling season of the year. That's springtime. And so if you're thinking about selling your home or you want to put your home on the market, now would be the time to give Vinny a call at 410-709-7515. And he or one of his agents will come out and visit you in your home, talk about, the status of the home, staging, et cetera. And then eventually, once you agree to asking price and time frame, and you sign the contract, your home is sold. That simple. It's guaranteed. And he can make that guarantee because of this database of people get eyes on your market, eyes on your home before it really hits the open market. So, again, also he donates proceeds to the Johns Hopkins Children's Center. Very philanthropic is Vinny, and he's been doing this a long, long time, at least for the last 8-9 years here on WCBM. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteo.com.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, April 25th. Find a collection site near you at deatakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour, Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
First, we know that we have a broken immigration system inside this country. And it's something that I know firsthand. I was raised by an immigrant single mom.
I'm 7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
JFX, looking at you live here at the City County Line. All is well. Coming down from Ruxton Road, no issues there. The Beltway will continue with the normal delays. Parkville side now on the inner loop towards Greenspring, coming over from Park Heights Avenue. And again, that would be the normal delay eventually as you're heading over on the inner loop through Park Heights over to the JFX and then over towards 83. Not too bad right now. Very good pace through there. And the west side, of course, all with the normal heavy traffic stacked up. It's solid now from 795 down to Frederick Road. We're still in the area of about 10 minutes or so southbound at both the tunnels. Everybody's moving. There are no incidents there. The broken down vehicle, well, last time around, reported northbound on the BW Parkway before the Beltway has made it to the shoulder. And right now you're clear coming up from the airport cutoff at I-195. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start, cloudy today, highs only in the 50s. That freeze warning in effect overnight through tomorrow morning before things start to warm up again on Wednesday. Cloudy, 44 in the city, 43 in Parkville. If you want to react to Senator Chris Murphy going over to Spain to absolutely trash America and our president, this guy should be driven from office. And something else I want to bring your attention to last week. Fairfax County, Virginia, decided students should no longer get Veterans Day as a holiday. However, Indigenous Peoples Day is a holiday that they're going to keep. The county school board arrived at their calendar for the next academic year, which reduced the number of early release days and omitted Veterans Day as a holiday. Both Veterans Day and Indigenous Peoples Day were both up for omission as holidays, but only Veterans Day got deep sixed. And this decision comes in response to parents' concerns about disruptions to the school year. Fairfax County, and again, this is the guy with the state's attorney's Soros bot. And remember, had the mother who was stabbed to death at the bus stop by an illegal alien. He was the one, he was out on the streets. And this is one, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but I'll find it for you. And then another mother, Stacy Langdon, spoke out 3 years ago when Fairfax County included lewd Rainbow Mafia-themed books in its libraries, exposing children to sexual content. The board quietly removed Queer, a Graphic History, after the mom appeared at one of their meetings with an image from the volume printed out for everybody to see. The image depicted a sexual act between a man and a woman where roles were reversed. So if that wasn't bad enough, Fairfax County has decided to fight the Trump administration for its insistence on having transgender bathrooms and other spaces for students. That was put out last week by Superintendent Dr. Michelle Reed. And this last decision with Veterans Day is just another step in the wrong direction. So what is this about, really? Again, remember, Virginia is the birthplace of former President George Washington and also the President Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe. All hail from Virginia. And so these are people that come and make these decisions are hardcore radical leftists that have basically percolated up the left-wing ladder of teachers unions and through the classrooms in Virginia, along with people who come to this country who are really foreigners who do not want to assimilate. They want to come here and ruin our country just like the countries they fled from because that's all they know. That's all they know how to do. And they do not want any part of the American experience or the American culture. Instead, they seek to replace it with what they think is their utopian version of Marxism, which, by the way, does not exist. You can't find it anywhere on this planet where socialism has worked for the people that are espousing it. What socialism does, it's really good for the people at the top of the socialist chain, but everybody else suffers. Remember, again, it's shared misery is what it is. Everybody else just shares in their misery, and they all complain about the people at the top. And I'm not saying there are parts of crony capitalism that are just as bad, but socialism, as we know, does not work. Crony capitalism does, but it has problems. So the fact of the matter is, this is what's going on in our school system. Again, they knew, always knew, they could not defeat the United States militarily. They could never conquer the United States with any kind of invasion. So they decided to do it from within. It's the Cloward-Piven strategy. Throw everything you can at the system in order to make it collapse. And this is just another, dent in the armor here with, let's not recognize our veterans that have fought for our freedoms. Deep six that and instead keep Indigenous Peoples Day in Fairfax County. 729 and the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman are there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. Michael and his team are absolutely wonderful at personal injury accidents. And again, when you are unfortunately seriously injured in one of these very bad accidents, you need time to recover. And that is the utmost priority that Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and the rest of the attorneys, associate attorneys, do at the firm. They've been named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms over the last 10 years here in the state of Maryland. They specialize in these kinds of accidents. They put your recovery priority number one. And best of all, they've helped me and my family and the WCBM family. Because you never want it to happen, and when it does, you need to have that person to be your advocate that is going to take your claim and take your case and try to win it for you. So call Michael if you need him, 410-363-6848. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com. 7:30, let's get the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. The Baltimore City Board of School Commissioners may vote on the appointment of a new CEO today. Current CEO, Dr. Sonia Santelises, announced last year that she would be stepping down after serving for the past 9 years. The name of the possible nominee to replace her has not been announced. There will be a presentation at the school district headquarters this morning. And if the board votes in favor of the nominee, there will be a press conference. Sharpshooters with the U.S. Department of Agriculture reached their deer reduction goals in two of three Baltimore City parks. According to The Sun, the deer culling goals were met at Druid Hill Park with 132 deer killed and at Herring Run Park where 36 deer were removed. The deer count at Gwynns Falls Lincoln Park was 59, less than the goal of 103. Baltimore's Recreation and Parks Department says the deer reduction was needed due to increasing deer-related problems, including vehicle collisions, and to protect local ecosystems. The meat harvested during the operation is being donated to the Maryland Food Bank. And Fox 45 reports that Baltimore County Police arrested two teens after a reported armed robbery at White Marsh Mall on Saturday. Police said officers were called to the mall at about 8:30 p.m. for a potential juvenile takeover. While in the area, a teenage victim told officers he had been robbed at gunpoint in the parking lot and that his book bag was taken. An officer nearby then saw a group going through a book bag that was later confirmed to be the victim's. And Howard County Police are investigating after a 24-year-old man from Hampstead died in a motorcycle crash in Marriottsville. Police said the collision happened at about 6:30 p.m. on April 18th on Marriottsville Road near Warwick Way. According to police, a 2014 Yamaha FZ09 was traveling northbound when a 2023 Nissan Rogue traveling southbound attempted to make a left turn onto Warwick Way in the path of the motorcycle. The motorcycle struck the Nissan. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the inner loop. It's just south of the ramp at Route 50. So if you're coming down from Greenbelt Road and you're eventually heading down to 214 and around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, have delays there. At one point, we were losing the two left-hand lanes on the inner loop there at the accident scene. 695, yep, all the normal delays are out there. Nothing out of the ordinary. The inner loop to Greenspring, not too bad this morning. JFX is still okay. We're still about 7 to 10 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, but just the normal heavy traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and temps that will be cooler. Freeze warnings in effect on Tuesday morning, warmer by the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Too much Ramirez for Trevor Rogers.
Drill, deep left. If it's fair, it's gone. She is out of here.
Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV. Ramirez with two off Rogers yesterday. His 14th home run in 66 career games against the Orioles. As Cleveland takes 3-4 from Baltimore over the weekend, 8-4 was the final yesterday. It was the Birds' fifth loss in the last six games. For Rogers now, 9 earned runs allowed in his last two starts over 9 2/3 innings pitched. Elsewhere in baseball, Yankee first baseman Ben Rice. Well, he's halfway there.
That one is driven deep to right field.
On their way to a 7-0 shutout of the Royals yesterday, Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network, Rice hitting a home run for the fourth game in a row. The Yankee record for most consecutive games with a home run is 8. Don Mattingly had it in 1987. NFL news, this just breaking moments ago from ESPN, Adam Schefter reporting that the Eagles will trade A.J. Brown, the wide receiver, to the Patriots after June 1st. NBA playoffs yesterday in Boston. Don't look now, but here come the Celtics.
Tatum cuts through the D and slams it home. Jason Tatum looking spry.
Ryan Rucco had the call on ABC. Tatum, who came back from an Achilles tear on March 6th, looked like he never left. 25 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists as Boston crushes the Sixers in Game 1 yesterday. 123-91 was the final. Meanwhile, Saturday at Homewood Field on the campus of Johns Hopkins University, the 129th edition of the greatest rivalry in college lacrosse fittingly came down to the final minute.
There you can see Hopkins trying to get the advantage in the sub game. Rawson just took his time, knowing that the clock is on their side, and he uses that pick again, and it's Matt Collison.
Call courtesy of ESPNU, Matt Collison. 3 goals on the day, including that game winner, 9-8. The final, Blue Jays hold off the Terps and lock up the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament. Elsewhere, UMBC securing a bid to the America East tournament with a resounding 16-11 win over NJIT. Midfielder Ryan D'Amato with a career-high 5 goals. It was his 9th consecutive multi-goal game. The time now is 7:37 when we return the Ravens' most pressing need.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improved.
You know, we've talked a lot about all the needs that the Ravens have, the guards, you know, they need a receiver, pass rushers, etc. The most pressing need I think we've forgotten about was the first free agent they lost, and that was the center, Tyler Linderbaum,
right?
A three-time All-Pro center. Mm-hmm. We haven't replaced that. I mean, we've picked up a couple of guys, you know, and Corey Bullock is still around from last year, but, I mean, he's the leader of the line. He touches the ball on every play. He's right in the middle of it all.
He calls the protections out.
Absolutely.
For the linemen. So that's he's the quarterback of the offensive line.
This is a major need for the Ravens that has kind of gone under the radar because you never really think about a center, but the center is where it all starts.
Yeah. So is there somebody on the roster that can...
I mean, there are three centers on the roster right now. I don't know that any of them are going to replace Tyler Linderbaum. There's probably not a center in the first round.
There's probably going to be a drop-off then at the at that position.
And not only in the passing game, but what about in the running game for Derrick Henry? Henry's got no center. He's got no Patrick Ricard. He's got barely serviceable guards at this point, etc. So it's going to be a really interesting thing. Yet, at the same time, everybody seems to say this offense is going to be electric.
Okay.
Declan Doyle is the guy.
If you can't protect the quarterback and if you can't run the football, we'll see what the offense looks like. But, I think that's a crucial position to lose. And, you know, you can find serviceable centers in the, but I don't know if it's all pro caliber. I don't think you got to find that after losing Linderbaum.
Well, we've had great centers. Mike Flynn, Matt Burke, Super Bowl centers. So we'll see.
Okay. Very good, Gary. Good catch on that one. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So tomorrow is a crucial election in the state of Virginia. Now, they tried it here in Maryland, but because of Senate Dollar Bill Ferguson, he basically did not want to entertain the idea of redistricting here in Maryland because he thought at the time that it could blow up in the Democrats' face and they could eventually lose the their argument in court. They're doing things, and so this idea of redistricting, and basically they wanted to take, which is already pretty much just a 7-1 advantage and make it 8-0. Okay? And there's a possibility this year. We'll have to wait and see. If they could go to 6-2, there's an outside chance. I'm not saying it's a good chance. It's an outside chance that in CD6 that we could pick up a seat there. Depends. And this is all about turnout. And turnout is going to be, and usually turnout in midterm elections, horrible. Horrible. I'm not expecting good numbers for the primary in June. And that's where you come in. Over the next several weeks and months, you're going to hear a lot about turnout, how to get out there, how to convince your fellow Republicans and like-minded individuals, because it is a primary first, and then we'll talk about turnout for the general. But we do need to see massive turnout as high as we can get. I know people don't like voting in primaries. They like, you know, they think it's a hassle or whatever. But there is early voting. I'm not going to espouse mail-in voting because I don't trust it. I'd rather have a voting on election day, but we got to play the game. This is the playbook that we've been given. And so we got to play the game, and I think we need to turn out for early voting. And now the primary is June 23rd in Maryland. And so I think early voting ends are, I think it starts around the 16th and ends the 20th. I'll get the exact dates for you. But we do need to show up in great numbers in early voting. Now, the reason why, in Virginia, there is a gerrymandering redistricting bill that they want to take a 6-5 Democrat advantage in congressional districts right now and turn it into 10-1. They're looking to pick up 4 seats in Virginia, which is tomorrow. Right now, in the early voting in Virginia, Republicans are turning out. And they're leading the vote, the early vote in Virginia. But that's going to take a lot because you have to overcome the mail-in ballot advantage and then the same-day election ballot. So that's why we need to get as many fannies in and feet in at the voting booth as possible. That's why tomorrow it's going to be very interesting to see how Virginia deals with this. Because they purposely made the language very confusing on the ballot. If you read through it, if you don't know what you're reading, you might be apt. And we do know this, that once you put stuff on the ballot, usually it passes. So we're urging people to vote no on that gerrymandering redistricting question tomorrow in Virginia, to vote no. And we need you to do the same coming out in Maryland in a couple of months. Krista, I know you wanted to weigh in.
I agree with you 100%, except I don't know if conservatives can win an early voting, because I feel like if they are rigging the elections, that gives them time to figure out what numbers they need to come up with to beat us. Now, you know, if that's your only choice, then of course it's better to vote than not. But it's just, it's funny because when you look at the breakdown of the last few elections, which you can do on the Maryland Board of Elections website, you always see that, like, early voting, and it breaks down, like, candidates and what votes they got in each category. So, you know, sometimes it's more half and half in early voting. Conservatives always turn out. The most votes come in for Republicans on election day, and that's usually where it stands, where that's why a lot of them are close, but the Republicans are usually ahead on election night. But then as the mail-in ballots get counted, somehow the edge they have whittles and whittles down until the election is flipped and the Democrat ends up being named the winner. So that's my only concern. Now, I'm hoping with the SCOTUS decision about mail-in ballots, maybe that would
help us. That's a factor. The Voting Rights Act is a factor, and we're waiting to hear from SCOTUS on that. But I will tell you this. I've seen the turnout models, and when Trump's not on the ballot, they're not good. They're just not good. And so you wonder who's got the ability to turn out votes. Now, this is a change election because you got a governor and what he did last year with this legislature. And you've got a Republican gubernatorial. So that's the thing that we're hoping is going to drive turnout. We'll see. If you come out and the primary is weak and anemic,
It is important, because if we don't elect people that will work with Trump, then we're in trouble. So it's very important.
743 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, just cruising around the Beltway, and then came over here to the west side and went, going on here now. Inner Loop above Security Boulevard and going up towards Liberty Road is suddenly coming to a stop and very slow on the Inner Loop. I looked up at the camera at Liberty Road and it's moving there. So whatever the problem is here is around Windsor Mill Road at the bridge between there and Liberty Road. We would assume it could be an accident, broken down vehicle. Nevertheless, we have a backup there. We'll try to confirm what that is. I'm just widening this out to see if I can see it. I do not see the problem at this point, but I do see that delay. So heads up, coming up from Route 40 and from I-70 and then going up the Beltway. And, of course, in this stretch, anything that happens, there are no shoulders available because of ongoing construction. Everybody else on the Beltway with the normal delays. JFX has been clear this morning. No issues there. 10 to 15, maybe 20-minute delays now with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. Bernie's Automotive is celebrating their 30-year anniversary all of this month, and you'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly start, mostly cloudy today, highs only in the 50s, a freeze warning overnight through tomorrow morning. That'll be warming up starting on Wednesday. So just the next couple of days, 48 hours or so. Right now we're 46 in cloudy in Glen Burnie and 45 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. And our contestant today, none other than Kurt in Edgewater.
Yay!
Hello, Kurt.
Good morning. Today's 420, the one day of the year when people actually think Chuck's jokes are funny.
Oh, man.
You can listen to them till 5 of 9 and then switch over to the Beavis and Butthead marathon, not miss a beat or a puff.
Chuck, are you gonna take
it's
that?
It's dead silence.
I don't have to take it in. I have no retort for that.
None whatsoever. No. Kurt, you silenced him.
Let him think he's funny.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh. Well, compared to Chuck, I am.
Oh, yeah. Oh man. That's three zingers in a row.
Burn.
Yeah, Chuck is.
I'm really knocked down now. So
okay. All right. The wheels are turning. You can hear him. The wheels are turning. All right, Kurt, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after Sweet Leaf Whitaker. Right.
I would say, why don't you just go home? But you're already home.
Yeah, I am.
I know. You should be in a home.
Oh!
All right, he's starting to come back.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Lots of sun.
Here we go. Story number one. United Machinists Union is demanding that robots be allowed to join their union and seek protection from corporate exploitation and unfair labor practices. Union spokesman Len Barrington says, quote, robots are our mechanical brothers and deserve the same labor rights as union members, end of quote. Story two, just when you seem like car makers have finally run out of goofy gimmicks to cram up the vehicles, along comes the next great loop towards automotive innovation. The car toilet. You can now really go from 0 to 60 while sitting in your own personal porcelain throne built right into the seat. Chinese automaker. Chinese automaker Cirrus has patented what it calls an in-vehicle toilet. And yes, it appears to be exactly what it sounds like, a crapper built right into your car seat. Wonder how the backseat passengers feel about that one.
And see the big sign on the trunk says, stay back 300 feet.
Please do.
Story three, self-professed cheese witch has an unusual and edible approach to fortune telling. Rather than tarot cards, tea leaves, or open palms, she reads your cheese. That's right. The woman who's based in Chicago explains the process of cheese reading, also known as tiromancy, dates back to the 2nd century. Each person gets 4 pieces of cheese per reading, and the first 3 represent the past, the present, and the future. The 4th is to answer a question or to resolve a problem. Story 1, should robots be allowed to join the union? Story 2, in-car toilet. Or story 3, meet the cheese witch.
All right. We've
lost Maggie. She's gone now. She's gone for the rest of the day. All right, Maggie, since we'll let you go first.
Google trying to find that toilet.
Oh, my God. I wonder how long it takes to order. It's got to be number 2, no pun intended.
Okay.
That's got to be the Maggie fake, goes, the logistics. There's no... I say number 2.
All right. Maggie goes story 2. Chuck.
I don't know. 1.
You said 1?
1.
All right, Chuck goes for 1. Kristen?
So I think it's number 1, too. I don't buy that they would care about robots having their union rights. Now, when Democrats start advocating for robots to have voting rights, I will believe that. But
okay.
Okay, number 1.
And Kurt?
God help us.
Well, the only time anybody tells Chuck he's number 1 is during road rage. I'll go with him anyway, though. Number 1.
All right, Kurt goes with number 1. Nobody votes for story number 3, meet the cheese witch. That is a true story. She can read your cheese, Maggie. Just keep that in mind.
Nobody gets my cheese.
Story 2, the in-car toilet is 100% true.
Oh, I suck.
Yeah.
I do. I admit it.
Now Charlie knows the perfect gift for you for Christmas.
Charlie who? Charlie Hunter?
Charlie Chan. Story 1's our fake news story. Kirk, congratulations. You
Goodbye,
are a winner.
Kirk. See you in 30 days.
All right. It is 7:50, 10 minutes
Don't
now
let
before
the and the ass on the way out.
10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And we'll read that question that it's down on the ballot of Virginia coming up next here in just a moment on Casey and Company.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Looking for the perfect place to host your next party or event? We've got you covered. Our private party rooms comes fully equipped with a sound system and big screen TVs, perfect for celebrations, meetings, or presentations. Plus, enjoy our outdoor space with a fire pit, live music stage, and even a kids' playground. Hosting at home? No problem. Sol Oaxaca offers full catering and easy carryout options. Just search Sol Oaxaca Bel Air, SOLOAXACA, for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air, and let's make your next event unforgettable. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked.
WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, Don has texted in from Delaware saying, Sean, the president's doing a good job. He needs to finish the job with Iran. Iran wants a nuclear weapon, load a plane up with one and drop it on Iran. But that unfortunately would punish a lot of innocent people. August says, good morning, Casey and company. It's a national pothead day. Yeah, that is true. A big day for Virginia tomorrow. Shouldn't even be happening. Here we go. He's not a fan of, he calls her Abigail Scamburger. We'll read the question, and it's very interesting the way they've worded this question on redistricting in Virginia coming up in just a second. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so whatever that was on the inner loop coming up above Security Boulevard and I-70 corrected itself. Might have just been a slow-moving vehicle or even a broken-down vehicle. Gone. So right now we're good on the inner loop coming up from I-70 up through Liberty Road now, and that's starting to improve. It may still be a little bit slow before the ramp at I-70. I'm just going to change the camera and take a look. Not bad. It's doing okay as you're coming up from Route 40. Definitely some cloud cover this morning, so the area is normally south and east on the Beltway and the other major roadways dealing with the cloud cover, not the bright sunshine right now. We're still in the area of about 15 minutes as you're going south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a cooler start today. Mostly cloudy, only in the 50s. Freeze warning in effect for overnight till tomorrow morning, and then starts to warm back up on Wednesday. Just hang in there for the next couple of days and get through this unseasonably cold weather. All right, now 46 and cloudy in Dundalk, 42 in Forest Hill. I wanted to read you the question that is down on the ballot tomorrow in Virginia regarding mid-cycle redistricting. Here's the way the question is worded on the ballot when you go to vote in Virginia. Should the Constitution of Virginia be amended to allow the General Assembly to temporarily adopt new congressional districts to restore fairness in the upcoming elections while ensuring Virginia's standard redistricting process resumes for all future redistricting after the 2030 census? The assumption there is that the current maps are unfair. But Virginia's already been through this once before. And, you know, I don't like the 6-5 split in Virginia. I don't think it really is indicative. But it's a lot more fair than a 10-1 maps, the way they're going to be redrawn. And so people are going to go into that voting booth thinking that they're going to restore fairness, where they're going to do exactly the opposite. They're going to impose unfairness on the people of Virginia. Same thing's happening here in Maryland. And that we're talking about the congressional. I think Marty makes a good point in Maryland, because nobody does talk about this ongoing problem. And he says, Sean, I really don't care about the congressional seats. The last redistricting gerrymandered the legislative districts that have all but guaranteed Democrat control of the Maryland legislature. No one ever talks about that. So there are multiple ways that Democrats seek to gain power. One is through redistricting at the local level, the legislative districts, making it tougher for Republicans. Remember the Drive for Five that Lockdown Larry advocated? It's even tougher now to take those five seats than it was when he was advocating it. So that's number one. Number two is the congressional redistricting. And number three is the impact, or the compact rather, that the Virginia just did, where they're going to award all of the state's votes to the popular vote winner and not to the not the electoral votes for the electoral college. The Democrats have been after that for ages. So we talked about how important it is for turnout, And I understand all the concerns about the last minute, how many votes do we need? Let's go and manufacture them. I get that, and rightfully so, based on what happened to President Trump in 2020. But you still, if you don't get people out to vote, if they're not going to come out on election day, you need to drive them to the polls any way you can get them. And again, not with mail-in ballots. And here's another reason why you should be coming out. Maryland just got ranked by Wallet Hub as the seventh highest taxed state in the country. Numbers, I mean, you're up there right there with California, New York, Illinois, Massachusetts, etc. Maryland's right up there. Seventh highest ranked, tax ranked state in the country, meaning the most expensive, because when you add the state and local income taxes, it contributes to a higher burden. And again, these rising costs have residents and businesses leaving the state. And yeah, my point is, if Maryland wanted to collect more taxes, you would cut taxes, you would create more opportunity for people to move here and for businesses to relocate here, and you would create more revenue. Instead, what they do, businesses leave, residents leave, and that leaves the homeowner and the people left in the state as to carrying the burden. Case in point, $1 billion in commercial property value has been erased in Baltimore since 2020. Even as the residential values climb, that shifts the growing share of the city of Baltimore's tax burden onto the homeowners, according to the city assessment data. So as businesses leave, that's even tougher. That's a double whammy. Because not only did we get hit last year with a $2 billion tax increase, when the businesses relocate, that it lowers the revenue, and they got to come after us even more. That's why we're really scared about what's going to happen next year with the sales tax increase, and we're going to get hit again. So now's the time. This is the year. Get registered to vote. Get out and vote. Make that change. We'll talk more about that in the coming weeks here on Casey and Company. You know, Rescue Natural Supplements have Glyco Plus. This is a great product. I highly recommend it because I've been taking it for years. I was having issues with an old football injury in my left knee, and you'd wake up and the joint would be stiff, and you get a little bit of swelling here and there, and pain and discomfort on rainy days or cold wintry days. But ever since I've been taking Glyco Plus, that stiffness has disappeared. I don't have any aches or pain in the joint anymore. And now you can get the same relief by just going to Rescue and ordering yours today. Glyco Plus, buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And that is Rescue Glyco Plus. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code RELIEF. Up next, Baltimore's traffic cam scam.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Never a sure thing in the first place. Another round of U.S.-Iran talks is in doubt. An Iranian ship, a blockade runner, has been seized by the U.S. military. It is the latest dust-up between the U.S. and Iran. Five people injured a shooting near the University of Iowa, Iowa City capital of the weekend. As of now, no arrests. A horrific scene, a massacre in Shreveport.
A domestic dispute in Louisiana leaves at least eight children dead, according to police, who say a relative is behind the deadly shooting of 10 juveniles, the youngest a one-year-old. Shreveport Police Department spokesperson Chris Bordelon.
We do know that some of the children inside were his descendants.
Police Chief Wayne Smith.
My heart is just taken back. I just cannot begin to imagine how such an event can occur.
Police say the shootings took place early Sunday at two homes before the gunman carjacked a vehicle and was shot by police. I'm Julie Walker.
This week, the nation's capital is abuzz with the sound of scripture being read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Every verse of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is being read aloud. An army of volunteer readers will stand at the podium for a brief reading from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily until the entire Bible is read in 7 days. This event is America Reads the Bible. On Tuesday, April 21st, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, President Trump will read scripture via video from the Oval Office. Among the other readers will be members of the president's cabinet, members of Congress, governors, some well-known pastors, and Salem Media CEO Dave Santrella. The event will be live streamed. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red, the Dow futures down 258 points, NASDAQ futures off 113. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a broken down vehicle reported on I-95 southbound near the top of the hill to Keith Avenue ramp. So right after O'Donnell Street and before you get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, apparently there's some activity there. It's out of camera range. I don't see it, but I see the impact, and we're backed up towards Moravia Road. Very slow right here at O'Donnell Street, so there may be something more to it than just a broken down vehicle, but we're having an impact on 95, and then the word gets out. 895 now is backed up to Moravia Road, so we've gone up to 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit more now southbound at both the tunnels. We'll keep an eye on I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and temps that will be cooler. Freeze warnings in effect on Tuesday morning, warmer by the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
45 degrees in Reisterstown and 46 in Pasadena. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinnie Stio. The Maryland Department of Health has confirmed a case of measles in a Baltimore area resident who recently traveled internationally. People in several locations may have been exposed to the virus. One exposure area was BWI Marshall Airport's Customs Inspection Station in the International Terminal Arrivals area and the lower-level international bag claim on April 12th between 7:50 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Another exposure area was Smith Avenue Fast Med Urgent Care on April 14th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. and again on April 17th from noon until 3:30 p.m. Anyone at the Sinai Hospital ER waiting area and Pediatric Emergency Department from 3:30 until 7:10 p.m. on April 17th may have been exposed. And Westminster police are investigating an apparent domestic-related murder-suicide. Officers responded to a home in the 300 block of Main Street at around 8:30 Sunday morning, but attempts to contact the residents were unsuccessful. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 990. The pick four, 5468. 7805 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men on Ninja Batter. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number. 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer. keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, Taylor Ward connected yesterday, albeit in a losing cause.
Ward belts one to deep left field toward the wall and gone for Taylor Ward's first home run as an Oriole.
And it's a weaver, too, folks.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Ward's blast was his first of the season, but despite the Earl Weaver special, Birds fall to the Guardians 8-4 the final, Cleveland taking 3 of 4 over the weekend. After the game, Ward saying self-reflection for the Orioles should be in order.
This is a great ball club, and, you know, we just got to find it from within right now and, you know, get back up on the horse.
Elsewhere in baseball, Padres closer Mason Miller did it again yesterday against the Angels.
He stuck him out, the Padres win. Mason Miller, 2 strikeouts in the ninth.
Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. What's so special about it? Miller's 33rd consecutive appearance without allowing a run. Covering 32 2/3 innings, it's one shy of the Padres' all-time record. 2-1 the final yesterday. San Diego beats L.A. Meanwhile, at Owings Mills, as the Ravens prepare for Thursday night's draft, GM Eric DaCosta says no matter what they do, it's a catch-22.
I want to be strong everywhere, right? And I think you can have the best offensive line and defensive line in the league, and if you can't cover, if you can't catch the ball or make plays, explosive plays, you're going to get beat, and everyone's going to be saying, oh, they got to fix the receivers, and they need more DBs. And so,
coming up in 30 minutes, fond memories of the Baltimore Bullets. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, AM680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hegrick. Coming up in this hour, Anna Paulina Luna, the congresswoman from Florida, says a major purge might be coming to Congress over the slush fund and over the sexual improprieties by many on both parties. She told that to Catherine Harris. Stay tuned for that. Also, the DOJ is sending a new prosecution team to South Florida to help with the coup investigation. We'll tell you who is being sent there, why it's a good move. But a top story here in this hour, Baltimore City officials, and we've often said that, look, speeding is a problem, no doubt. I think one of the most dangerous things happened to me the other day. I now at intersections, before when the light turns green, I will wait and look both ways before I proceed through the intersection, because so many people run red lights these days. It's almost like it's a rite of passage. So the speeding cameras and the red light cameras, again, I understand that if they're supposed to be there for safety, that's a great thing. But we all know that, wink, wink, it is to generate revenue for local jurisdictions, specifically the city of Baltimore. And I think this is proof positive by what they said on Friday. The city is foreseeing its general fund. They're going to relocate some of their traffic cameras because the money's dropping. So what does that mean? It means that people aren't speeding because they know where the cameras are. They're slowing down. And there's also, I mean, now with GPS, I know I have a, I won't say which one, but I have a GPS service that it dings when it detects a red light or speed camera. I think most everybody has it now if you have a modern car or a phone, if you're using your phone for GPS. And so that helps to avoid any fines. But the bottom, of course, a lot of times they're hidden, these speed cameras, in between bushes, or they're not prominently displayed. I've learned to find out how to pick them out of the crowd. But so what they're saying here is that the projected revenue from the red light and speed cameras is down. Okay, and it was expected to fall by nearly $5 million by next year. Baltimore City Administrator Faith Leach said the relocation of the cameras, quote, "We're shifting cameras throughout the day, and we believe that strategy should net us additional revenues," end of quote. Not it's going to help with public safety. Not that it's going to slow down drivers who are speeding or running through red lights, which is really a dangerous thing, but it's going to net us, meaning the city of Baltimore, additional revenues. The speed cameras on 83, they're projected to generate about $8 million next year. That's 40% higher than the current year, which is only $2 million. So this is how the city needs to create more revenue. They need to relocate their cameras or add cameras in places they don't already have them. Obviously, you got to pay for the cameras and for the people that are running them and processing the cameras, and the city takes whatever is left. But you would think that the first thing they would say is the cameras are working to reduce overall speeds. The cameras are working to make sure people aren't running red lights as frequently. But no, we get the reason why they're being relocated is declining citation volumes and revenue. And then we have an admission by the city saying that this is, if we relocate these cameras, we're going to get new revenues as a result. So that's really what it's all about. Okay, they'll tell us it's public safety, but it's really about revenue. And when public safety goals are being met and speeding drops and red light, cameras, violations drop, that's a good thing, right? That's an interest in the public safety. But it's not a good thing if you're the city of Baltimore expecting X amount of money from the red light and speed cameras. All right, get your thoughts as well. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And in the meantime, the two traffic cameras that we had on the JFX haven't worked in the last 6 years. They don't generate any money.
Right. You're absolutely right. It's a good point. You know,
now, what they could do, instead of having to put something new on, they could just put a speed camera where there is a camera at Northern Parkway, there's a camera at North Avenue. They could do that and just use the same equipment that they have there.
There's an idea.
Yeah.
You're good
they ain't going to do it.
You're good for one every quarter.
It ain't going to happen. I mean, like I say, every time we get something on the JFX, can't see it. Not going to see it. But in the meantime, we did get a look at that box truck that was broken down on 95 southbound near the Keith Avenue ramp. It has just, in the last 5 minutes, been cleared away, and those lanes are back open again. So now there's a lot more traffic coming south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and all the lanes are open. That vehicle now is going to be at least on the shoulder area as you're coming down the hill and eventually into the Toll Plaza area. So it backed up 95 back to Moravia Road. 895 got a hit as well, and they backed up to Moravia Road. So all of that now just in the process of recovering. Two lanes are open at 895. Four lanes are open going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We'll check it again in 15 minutes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start, mostly cloudy day, and we're looking at highs in the mid-50s or so, maybe a little less. Freeze warning in effect tonight, tomorrow morning from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then starting Wednesday, we're going to warm back up into more seasonal spring-like temperatures. Right now, cloudy, 47 in the city, and it is 48 in Ocean City. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. Over the weekend, two significant events. I did want to make sure we mentioned here on this Monday, April the 20th, but it was on April 18th. 1775, British troops march out of Boston on a mission to confiscate the American arsenal of Concord and to capture Patriot leaders Sam Adams and John Hancock. They were hiding in Lexington, Massachusetts at the time. As the British departed Boston, Patriots Paul Revere and William Dawes set out on horseback from the city to warn Adams and Hancock and to rouse the Minutemen. In the spring of 75, General Thomas Gage, the British governor of Massachusetts, received instructions from the king, the tyrannical king, to seize all stores of weapons and gunpowder accessible to the American insurgents. On April the 18th, he ordered British troops to march against Concord and Lexington. The Boston Patriots had been preparing for such a British military action for quite a while, and upon learning of the British plan, Revere and Dawes set out across Massachusetts countryside. They took separate routes in case one of them were to be captured. Dawes left the city via the Boston Neck Peninsula. Revere crossed the Charles River to Charlestown by boat. As the two couriers made their way, Patriots in Charlestown waited for a signal from Boston, informing them of the British troop movement. As previously agreed on, one lantern would be hung in the steeple of Boston's Old North Church, the highest point in the city. If the British were marching out of the city by Boston Neck, and two lanterns would be hung if they were crossing the Charles River to Cambridge. Two lanterns were hung, and the armed Patriots set out for Lexington and Concord accordingly. Along the way, Revere and Dawes roused hundreds of Minutemen who armed themselves and set out to oppose the British march. Revere arrived in Lexington shortly before Dawes, but together they warned both Sam Adams and John Hancock, and they set out for Concord. And along the way, they were joined by Samuel Prescott, a young patriot who had been riding home after visiting a friend. Early on the morning of April 19th, a British patrol captured Revere, and Dawes lost his horse, forcing him to walk back to Lexington on foot. However, Prescott escaped, rode on to Concord to warn the patriots there. After being roughly questioned for an hour or two, Paul Revere was released when the patrol heard Minutemen alarm guns being fired on their approach to Lexington. And then at 5 a.m. on April the 19th, 1775, 700 British troops under Major John Pitcairn arrived at the town to find a 77-man strong colonial militia under Captain John Parker waiting for them on Lexington's Common Green. Pitcairn ordered the outnumbered Patriots to disperse. After a moment's hesitation, Americans began to drift off the green, but suddenly, gunfire. The shot heard round the world was fired from an undetermined gun, and then a cloud of musket smoke soon covered the green. When the brief battle of Lexington ended, a handful of Americans lay dead, several others wounded, and the American Revolution had begun. And that is a look at America's 250th birthday, and that's our update for today.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Lori and Harmony Hall open up a memory care program in their community. I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, tell us about the program.
Yes. Hi, good morning. So I'm Victoria Rozier. I've been with Lorien for about 2 years, and this year it was very exciting for us because we did open a very new memory care program in our first assisted living. So Lorien Harmony Hall has been in Columbia, Maryland since the 1980s, and so this is a really new product line for that building. The reason it's so different as a memory care is because it's actually a sensory memory care neighborhood. So what that means is the entire space is designed to look like an indoor park. So it creates a lot of sensory stimulation for our residents. It allows opportunities for them to do what's called wayfinding, which is navigate where they are in the building, by different landmarks that are on different spaces throughout. It also allows for us to have different spaces for dining versus activity areas, which is very, very important for queuing our residents. We have a jam-packed activities day every single day. We have multiple layers of support as far as our management for the program. And we also make sure that we have a very good approach to dining. So, we, like I said earlier, we want to make sure that each space is, they walk in and they know what it's meant for when you enter a certain area in our community. So I would really love to tell anyone who's interested more about it. Please feel free to visit our website. That would be Lorien Assisted Living. And you can reach out to our chatbot and have a sales director follow up with you for more information.
For more information about Lorien Harmony Hall and Harmony Park, a brand new memory care program in their community, log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's Lorien Harmony Hall and the brand new memory park available at LorienAssistedLiving.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
8:23, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Morning back up, right there in the usual spot, I-97 southbound at Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178, and then you're fine all the way down through the ramp at Route 50 and the ramp at I-97. Very quick check from the Bay Bridge over through the Severn River Bridge on Ritchie Highway, Road Boulevard. No complaints there. That broken down vehicle was there just long enough on 95 south before the Fort McHenry tunnel was in the right lane. It was a box truck. They finally got it cleared. Slow recovery, still slow from around Moravia Road on 95, and 895 is still backed up between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. So right now, if it all started to clear out, it would be at least 9 before we get back to normal. So we're going to go back and revisit that several more times. Beltway is pretty much still just the normal heavy traffic on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday chilly start. It's going to be mostly cloudy and only in the 50s today. A freeze warning effect tonight overnight. And then Wednesday, the big warm-up begins. So just next 48 hours or so. Right now, 49 and cloudy in Stevensville, 48 in Glen Burnie. At 8:24, we're talking about, obviously, the traffic scam, which is all about the revenue. If it were about public safety, you'd have them at every light, right? And you'd have them all over the place. If you really wanted to drop speed. And then the other thing you would do is that you would make the fines so steep that the first time anybody ever ran a red light would be the last time. Right now, that's not the case. Right now, you pay a $40 fine for speeding. I think they're doing now tiered fines, if I'm not mistaken, where if you're X amount of miles over the posted speed limit, you're going to pay accordingly. So if you're 11 miles over, you pay $40. If you're 12 miles over, you may pay $50. I don't know what the exact breakdown is, but if you're 20 miles over, then you may pay $100 or $150 or more. So the more the speed, the more revenue they make. But I don't think for the red light cameras, which are extremely dangerous when people run red lights, it's still not punitive. It's enough to where people don't want to challenge it in court, so they'll just pay the fine. And that's where we are. As to the energy bill, which I'm reading through, I haven't gotten through it all yet, but just my brief glance at this is going to be a big nothing burger for any kind of ratepayer relief. What they basically did is on the Empower surcharge. That's where you see the $12.50 a month or $150 a year in that surcharge that utility customers pay every month to support Empower, which we know now is maybe ripe with fraud because of the whistleblowers at Lockheed Martin. As far as the energy choice, remember I told you my situation with Constellation had a 3-year contract that got nulled and voided by the lawmakers back in 2024. They took away our energy choice, outright banned suppliers from charging more than the local utility. And they were told that they put the language in the bill. I'm still trying to find it. But from the folks at Constellation, they said the bill didn't do enough. They put the language in there to bring back choice. I'm not sure it's going to hit the mark. Constellation said the changes don't give it the flexibility to offer plans that have benefited some customers, you know, like yours truly. So I think the energy choice thing was, you know, it's one of those asterisk type of provisions in the bill where, okay, we'll put it back in the bill, but it won't really mean anything. It won't have any teeth. Solar power, the clean energy, there's just not enough. You know, we had a call here this morning. I said people are they're getting aggressive because they're not getting the kind of reaction they thought they'd get. So now they're going door to door, these solar companies, trying to get you sign up for, they're asking to see your BGE. You never show your BGE bill to anyone, ever, because your account number is on it. If BGE's coming to your door, they already know what your bill is because they have access to it through their computers. You don't need to show your bill to anybody. Just don't do that. That's just a very unwise thing to do. So again, but there's just not enough power, solar, wind, et cetera, to power this state. And so as long as the coal burning plants remain limited or restricted or shut down, and the nuclear, we don't have a nuclear plant on the near horizon, it's going to be the same old, same old. And it is, it's going to cost, and you wait and see. I'm predicting that the Utility Relief Act will be anything but. There won't be much relief at all coming from that. All right, let's go to Gene in Timonium. Good morning, Gene.
How you guys doing? Everybody good?
Yep, we're great. Thank you, sir.
You were talking about the Easy Pass. I went up to Delaware, the wife and I, and we went to Cabela's because I wanted to go up there and get some fish and stuff. We went up there at 10:30 in the morning. And on my way back, it was around 2:30, 2:37, something like that. And a couple weeks later, I got a ticket in the mail for $10, and it said my Easy Pass. It didn't accept it, so I called Maryland Easy Pass, and they said, there's nothing wrong with your Easy Pass. You still got 2 years left on that before I guess it will be no good. And I had to pay the I told Delaware that, and they said, nope, you still got to pay the fine.
Yep, same thing happened to me, except in my case, my Easy Pass transponder, they said, nah, it didn't look like it was working, so they had to send me a new one. But I went all the way up to Atlantic City. I had like $25 in tolls. You're no longer free in America if you got to pay $25 to go from Baltimore to Atlantic City, right? That's crazy.
Yes, sir.
Gene, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's say quickly, Anthony and Towson, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You were talking about speed cameras and all that. As a Maryland driver, I've had to go into the District of Columbia for a long time. That's the worst place.
Yep.
We're being lumped in. The politicians and the media keep referring to our area as the DMV, and I resent that. I don't want to be connected to the district at all. I'm a Marylander. I live in the free state.
Yeah, it's getting you're living the almost free state. But Virginia now is almost.
Representative Scott Perry.
Yeah.
Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania is leading the charge to get rid of the speed cameras.
All right. Well, that's good news for Pennsylvanians, Anthony. But it doesn't help us here. I got to run. But listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 8:30, time for latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police are investigating separate weekend shootings that injured a woman and a man. On Saturday afternoon, a 24-year-old man turned up at a hospital with multiple gunshot wounds, and he's listed in stable condition. Police say the victim was shot in the 700 block of North Chester Street. And on Sunday, a 24-year-old woman was shot inside of a home in the 3300 block of Winterbourne Avenue, and she's in stable condition. Investigators believe the shooting stemmed from a domestic-related incident. And Anne Arundel County police say one person is dead and a suspect has been arrested after a Saturday night shooting in Glen Burnie. Police say the victim was shot in the 7700 block of Baltimore Annapolis Boulevard and was taken to a hospital where he died. The victim is identified as 27-year-old Michael Hayes. And police have arrested 32-year-old Georgios Drutakakis of Baltimore in connection with the shooting. Police say although an arrest was made, detectives are asking anyone with information to give them a call. And a motorcyclist is dead following a weekend crash in Howard County. Police say the accident happened around 6:30 p.m. Saturday on Marriottsville Road near Warwick Way when the motorcyclist struck an SUV.
According to the preliminary investigation, the motorcyclist from Hampstead was driving at a high rate of speed at the time of the accident. The driver of the SUV was not injured, but remained at the scene. The crash investigation is ongoing. And the National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning for parts of Maryland from tonight through Tuesday morning. The warning will be in effect from 2 a.m. until 10 a.m. in central, northern, and southern Maryland, with temperatures dipping as low as 30 degrees. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like a broken down vehicle in the median on the outer loop at Hartford Road. There's a police car behind it. It actually may be a minor accident there. Can't really tell from the angle, but nevertheless, off to the side in the painted out area. But they're looking at it, and you're going to be slow through Hartford Road on the outer loop. The inner loop at Greenspring is slow. The backup on the west side is still there from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. We're still at least 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer than 20 minutes southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. And suddenly, in the last 20 minutes or so, city police with a number of minor accidents. Edison Highway, Sinclair Lane, the Alameda at Northwood Drive, downtown at Dr. King at Washington Boulevard, another one downtown at Charles Street, just to the south of Mount Royal Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and temps that will be cooler. Freeze warnings in effect on Tuesday morning, warmer by the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the O's road trip continues tonight in Kansas City with Kyle Bradish and his 549 earned run average taking the hill at 740 against the Royals. For Bradish, it's all about his fastball command, setting up the rest of his repertoire. Here is Bradish, asked after his last start against the Diamondbacks if the command was getting better.
Yeah, a lot better today. I think it's gotten better with each outing. Velo was consistent pretty much throughout the whole outing, too, which I said, well, we'll get there once weather heats up and everything.
Meanwhile, the Birds keep making mistakes in the field. Blaze Alexander getting turned around yesterday, allowing a two-run double over his head in center field. Taylor Ward in the postgame.
We all need to, I guess, look in the mirror and, really examine what we did out there, what we did this series, what we did last series, and just try to make adjustments.
That comment not directly directed, actually, at Blaze Alexander, but at the team defense in general. With both Isaiah Likely and Charlie Kohler gone, tight end will be a draft day need. The Ravens will address GM Eric DaCosta on where it stands right now.
Again, I think there's a number of tight ends throughout the draft in different rounds. You get some guys that are going to go high. But then as you get into the fourth, fifth, and sixth round, we see guys that do something well.
Oregon's Kenyon Sadiq, who was widely considered the top tight end in this year's class, is gaining steam as a mock draft projection for the Ravens at number 14. Meanwhile, a big trade over the weekend has shaken up the AFC North, authored by none other than John Harbaugh. The Giants sending three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence to the Bengals for the number 10 pick in the draft. Harbaugh now owns numbers 5 and 10 for Thursday night. It's the first time the Bengals have traded away a top top 10 pick in the 60-year history of the franchise. Birthdays today, the all-bowl coach, former Redskins head coach in 1966, Heisman Trophy winner Steve Spurrier turns 81 today. And on this day in baseball history, take you back to 1912. It was opening day for both Fenway Park and Tiger Stadium. In 1939, Red Sox rookie Ted Williams got his first big league hit as Boston beat the Yankees 2-0 in New York. And in 1950, right here in Baltimore on 33rd Street, Baltimore's Memorial Stadium opens its gates for the first time, a home game for the Orioles, who were then playing in the International League. The time now is 8:36. When we return, guess who tops the list as Maryland's highest paid employee?
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
So before I tell you who Maryland's highest paid employee is, the state of Maryland, I did want to mention, because we talked about it at 8:05, with the NBA playoffs coming around, starting over the weekend, I think it's important to remember that at one time, Baltimore actually had a great NBA basketball team.
Yeah, the Bullets.
The Baltimore Bullets back in the early 70s, and then eventually they moved to D.C., obviously.
I love that old Baltimore Bullets team.
The Bullets team was great. I'm not from here, so I didn't personally see them play in the 70s, but I watched them on TV. They were my favorite team. The uniforms, the color, the orange, Earl the Pearl, Gus Johnson, we talked about it off air. I mean, they were exciting.
Had some classic battles with the Knicks over those years, too.
Absolutely, and then the Pearl got traded to the Knicks, and then they went on and won championships. That's number one. Number two, and this is not uncommon, by the way, but the Sun releasing Comptroller of Maryland information this morning about the highest paid state employees. Mike Locksley, the head football coach at the University of Maryland, got a 2% raise last year, $6.1 million. He is the highest paid employee. I just want to say that is not uncommon. In 28 states across the country, the highest paid state employee is the head football coach of the state flagship university. And in 40 states out of the 50, it is either the football coach or the basketball coach.
So higher than anybody at in the world of academe?
Correct.
And higher than anybody at the University of Maryland medical system?
The school president, the doctors, the governor, obviously. Well, he only makes 100 and whatever.
I'm not criticizing Locksley here. I just think our priorities are a little out of whack.
Absolutely out of whack. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And on top of that, if you're 4-8.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not going to look
good. Maybe they should put a clawback provision in there or something.
Right. I mean, if it's Saban, okay, I think maybe I can understand it. Maybe.
How many national championships does that guy have?
Okay.
Though? Yeah.
But, yeah, this is a tough pill to swallow.
It is. You're right about that, Gary. So thanks again for that information. Yep. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So sometime today, could be tomorrow. The president's kind of busy with a lot of stuff going on right now. But I think we're going to see, the first thing we saw was Pam Bondi was removed as Attorney General, and Todd Blanche is the acting AG. And I think President Trump has had it up to here with the lack of action on the weaponized Justice Department, the lawfare, et cetera. And I think what you're going to see today is a new team is being assembled, and they're going to be operating out of Florida, where Judge Eileen Cannon, remember her? She's the one who went up against persecutor Jack Smith in the Mar-a-Lago case and basically rendered him neutral, as we say. So you might remember the names Victoria Tensing and Joe DeGeneva. Now, both of them know... Now, they're inside D.C. types. I'm not saying they're deep staters. I don't believe they are. But this might be an advantage, having somebody that knows the ins and outs of inside. They know all the players. They know all the characters. And Joe DeGeneva is being sent down to Florida with Christopher James DeLawrence, another guy that knows Judge Cannon really, really well. And they're going to go down there and help the current U.S. Attorney, Quinones, who's leading the charge in this weaponization, you know, the coup. It involves everything. It involves Spygate. It involves the impeachments. It involves Mar-a-Lago. Everything that was weaponized against President Trump is now going to be before this seated grand jury. And I think the big thing is here, remember, Judge Cannon saw, first and foremost, exactly what the lawfare constituted and what it consisted of when the Jack Smith operation was in her court during the Mar-a-Lago documents case. So Judge Cannon knows the context of the weaponized justice. She saw it up close and personal and firsthand. And Joe DeGeneva, and I understand he's 81, but he's not going to be the lead U.S. prosecutor on this. But what he is going to be is an advisor and a consultant to Quinonez. And I think you get the people that know the players, that know the system, and can point the prosecutor in the right direction. I think it could be a game changer. And we could finally start seeing some of these people held accountable, the Brennans and the Comeys and the Clappers. And who knows? Maybe it goes all the way up the chain to the Susan Rices and to the Joe Bidens and even Barack Hussein Obama. So it's encouraging. I'm not going to say it's a slam dunk because I want to keep my powder dry. But I did get a little bit of an interesting piece, tidbit yesterday when FBI Director Kash Patel appeared on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo and said this about what's currently going on at the Justice Department.
I had to come in here and find rooms that they hid from the world. I had to come in here and find access on our computer systems in restricted and prohibited case files that they purposely put in places for no one to see and find. We have found all this information. We are working with our Department of Justice partners, and I am never going to let this go because they not only have personally attacked the presidency of the United States and President Trump, but they tried to thwart our elections and rig the entire system. And that is not something that is going to stop on it. That is not something I'm going to allow on my watch. Right. But you just have to remember, they built this disease temple over 20 and 30 years. We've got all the evidence. I can announce on your show that we've got all the information we need. We're working with our prosecutors, the Department of Justice, and their Attorney General Todd Blanche, and we are going to be making arrests. And it's coming, and I promise you, it's coming soon.
All right, well, promises, probably, you know, a lot of broken promises so far. But so I'm looking at the timing of this. DeGeneva and DeLorenz. The Florida prom arrests are coming. We'll see. We'll see. But I do think this is a sign of Trump's had it with the current operation. He's taking a more aggressive approach. Two great articles I can refer to you. Sundance, who's over at Last Refuge, Conservative Treehouse. Read his. And also Julie Kelly on the prosecutorial spikes in Florida. Two great articles on this topic. And you can find them. Julie's on Substack. And Last Refuges is online. 8:43, time for traffic weather on the threes. Time for the update now. Here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Outer Loop West Side is still slow, and it's just kind of plodding along. It's still 795, Liberty Road, I-70, Route 40. Then it gets better down the hill towards Frederick Road. The Inner Loop at Green Spring, it's a speed reduction there. It's okay over towards 83. And then from the Parkville side into Towson, again, a speed reduction. That one broken down vehicle still there. It's off of the painted out area on the outer loop after the bridge at Harford Road. Recovering, making a little progress now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Definitely a lot better on 95 now. 895 is also better down to about the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So, again, as we get closer to 9, if nothing else happens, we should be getting back to where we're almost clear. The junction is fine downtown with the lanes open at 95 Russell Street and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start, mostly cloudy today. Highs only in the 50s. Freeze warning in effect Tuesday morning through about anywhere from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then the big warm-up starts a little bit on Wednesday. So just a little bit cooler here in the next couple of days. 48 and cloudy in Middle River, and it is 49 in Pasadena. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, a feel-good news brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. A hot air balloon pilot in Southern California being celebrated for his quick thinking. He had to make an emergency landing in someone's backyard. All 13 people were uninjured. There was no damage to the property, making the landing even more impressive. Here's a passenger, Brianna Avalos, and homeowners Hunter and Jenna Perrin talking about the unexpected balloon landing.
At first, I was like, oh my gosh, we're in a backyard. Like, this is crazy.
This guy's like, they just landed in your backyard. I opened the sliding glass door, and there's a basket full of 13 people in my backyard.
He says, there's not enough wind because the wind kind of like stopped a little bit. And he was like, we're going to land. And we only had a little bit of fuel left.
The pilot, he was masterful, you know. He got it, like, right down inside, like, directly into the backyard where there was nothing. They came in, and he kind of just plopped straight down and was moving very slowly.
Yeah, it's one of the things I don't really like about hot air balloons is that you know when you're going to take off, but you just don't know when you're going to land. And that, to me, is a little bit scary, I think. But it's brought to you by our Feel Good News segment, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owingsville, for all your appliance needs.
Winter is officially in the rear view, and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. From now to the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, we've got your backyard.
All right, so in lieu of the fallout from Eric Swalwell having to drop out of the governor's race in California and resign from Congress, now there's a lot of heat being brought on Senator Ruben Gallego of Arizona, who was one of his wingmen in many of their... And there are others. There are others there. I think Jimmy Gomez, his name is now being surfaced as being one of the Swalwell cronies. But Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, she sat down with Catherine Herridge, who's one of the best investigative reporters out there, and talked about there might be a major purge coming to our nation's capital. And I got to think that TMZ wouldn't be there if they didn't think there was lots of juicy stuff that might be coming out of Washington in the near future.
Do other House members have skeletons in their closets?
Yes.
How many?
I'd say right now there's probably about two House members, likely one senator. But I think that this right now is freaking a lot of people out. And also, too, I think this is kind of something that we've been pushing forward, but we wanted to release the Congressional Slush Fund.
Is this the beginning of a major purge on Capitol Hill?
I think so.
How many members are we talking about?
Well, as of right now, there's probably three between the House and the Senate.
Three. But there could be more.
There could be more, yeah. There's always rumors, but rumors aren't always true. It's what's in evidence.
Yeah, it's what's in evidence, so we'll have to wait and see. But as you think, there might be a major purge coming, and I think Washington needs one big enema because there's a lot of nasty stuff that is circulating in D.C., especially with that slush fund. Why should we as taxpayers fork over $18 million to pay off people for these, again, look, I understand that there can be false accusations, and that is always a concern. But if you conduct yourself appropriately, don't put yourself into compromising positions, then there are always ways around that. But the rest of us, as I said repeatedly, we'd have to pay for our own defense. We'd have to pay. Why should we pay for the shenanigans of elected officials who probably shouldn't be there in the first place? So we'll get to that coming up in just a second. All right, still to come, we'll have Brandon Gill, who's one of the great conservative congressmen, questioning a retired Baltimore police officer about Baltimore violence. This is a classic, so we got that coming up in just a second here on Casey and Company. I'll tell you about good news for Baltimore drivers. We've been talking about some bad news with speed cameras and traffic cameras and Easy Pass, etc. But Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up. They've combined. So no matter where you are in the Baltimore Metro, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted transmission shop close by. These are not new names. Both Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings served our community for over 50 years. And boy, do they know transmissions. I'll even venture to say forward and backward. Yes, I had to go there. They'll save you money. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid dealer prices, this is who you're going to want to call. You get the same straightforward professional courtesy service at both locations. Free area towing and financing to help you through any tough situation. Call Glenn Burney at 888-299-0557 or go to gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons, is resigning his position. According to Tom Holman, his wife and children were doxxed. Their family home protested by insane leftists. And so he's decided, in the interest of his family's safety, he's getting out of the game and going to turn it over to somebody else. But this is what the left does again. And then we have this crazy lunatic Soros district attorney out there in Minnesota that is now charging an ICE agent because allegedly he pointed his gun at somebody. And which is apparently a second-degree felony or something, but I'm not sure all the details. But we do know that this ICE agent is from Prince George's County, Maryland. This is the Minnesota District Attorney Mary Moriarty, Hennepin County DA, funded by George Soros, and she is a radical Rainbow Mafia activist. And they've charged Greg Morgan, ICE agent of Prince George's County, two counts of second-degree assault, which is if you point your gun at somebody, that can be considered an assault. There's now a warrant for Mr. Morgan's arrest, which allows law enforcement to arrest him anywhere in the country. We'll see. I've no word yet on how the DHS is responding to these trumped-up charges coming out of Minnesota. It's 8:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, to 95 again, just in the last couple of minutes right here at O'Donnell Street, went from kind of moving along okay to where now it's slow again in this area as you're working your way eventually down towards the Keith Avenue ramp. Doesn't take much of really anything to back it up through that area, and we've had several broken down vehicles through there and a couple of other things that were going on in the last 45 minutes. So we're slow again, very heavy, from O'Donnell Street into the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and 895 next door is still slow, but it's moving. Everybody's going into the tunnel, but of course 895 is only two lanes southbound, so half the capacity there. So we're still 15-minute delays, maybe at the most, on the southbound side. The Beltway continues to improve. JFX, you're fine from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start, cloudy today, only in the 50s. Freeze warning is in effect for tonight into tomorrow morning. So 91 last week, 32 degrees maybe overnight. It's just, Maryland weather is just crazy. It will warm back up on Wednesday, that is for sure. All right, right now 48 and cloudy in Dundalk, 46 in Bel Air. Kim Klasick Live is coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Kim was off on Friday. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. And I got to tune in to Jen Tarleton. I thought she did a great job.
Yeah.
I got to listen to the 10 o'clock hour. She did a really great job. So thank you, Jen, if you're listening.
Yeah, she does a good job. She's pretty plugged into the political scene. And
oh, yeah. Great guest. Yeah. It was a great show. So I appreciate that. All right. Lots to talk about today. Towson Mall, White Marsh Mall. Same old, same old.
Oh,
but
yeah,
we found out there's lots of vacancies at Towson Mall. I guess Apple Store did announce that they're leaving, but there are some stores that are not making the announcement. 25% vacancy at Towson Town Center. And it's all the great stores.
It's like 40-some stores out of 800 or whatever it is.
Yeah. So it's like the higher-end stores, which was keeping them all, I thought, you know, pretty well. But, you know, I think sometimes demographics change, crime comes, you know, you've got all these things happening. And now we're seeing it again at White Marsh Mall. An armed robbery over the weekend. And I think things are getting worse there, too. And you know what's so crazy about this, Sean? We're going to talk about this when we start the show. You've got the same old liberals in the Baltimore region saying, oh, well, you know, it's just that the malls are going downhill all over. I will push back on that, okay? Mm-hmm. King of Prussia Mall is thriving. Tyson's Corner Mall is thriving.
Minnesota, the Mall of Minnesota is still thriving.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's the way they're handling things here. So we start the show, we're going to talk about that. Of course, the latest in Iran, and then the final wrap-up session from Doug at Kathy Schlage and Doug at Ryan DeRocky as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because from this area, lived in Owings Mills, Rice's town right on the edge there for close to 40 years now. And I saw when the Owings Mills Mall used to be one of the nicest malls in all of the area, and they completely destroyed that.
Yep, you know. You used to get good shows over there, too.
Yep, and once the Metro came in, unfortunately, it brought a lot of people that couldn't get there on a normal basis, but also brought in trouble as well. And it does not seem to me that there's no county executive candidate right now outside of Pat Dyer that's addressing this. Yeah. I see all their signs popping up now, Julian Jones and Izzy Patoka. Yeah, nobody has any answers.
No, and they don't seem to care. Izzy Patoka is focused on illegal immigrants, helping them.
Exactly.
So I hope voters are waking up, but we'll see.
Thanks, Kim. John. We'll be tuned in right at the top of the hour here. Kim Klasick live. So Brandon Gill, he's a member of Congress. He had a very interesting exchange with Major Neil Franklin. Now, he's retired from Maryland State Police, Baltimore City Police Department, Department of Transportation. A couple of weeks ago in Congress, he had some hearings. He's now with another group, Law Enforcement for Action or for Police or something like that. It's a lobbying group. But this exchange is fascinating to me. Here's a guy that cut his teeth in Baltimore and knew how dangerous Baltimore was and still is, I think, in some cases. But he has a different definition of violence than the congressman.
Do you know how Baltimore's robbery rate compares to the rest of the United States?
At the moment, no, I don't.
You don't? It's about 8.4 times the national average. Do you know how Baltimore's assault rate compares to the national average?
No, I don't.
It's about 3.4 times higher. Does that sound like a safe city to you?
Safe to me and my family members.
So that's safe to you? 5 times higher than the national average for homicides? That's a safe city?
Perception.
It's what? Excuse me?
It said it's what the, for instance, it's perception. It's what you feel as a resident in Baltimore City.
I don't, if you're murdered, I don't think it matters what you feel, do you? Is it your testimony that the safety depends on how people feel?
To me, Baltimore City is a safe city.
To you, it's a safe city. I don't think it's safe to the people who are being murdered every single weekend there.
Yeah, and of course, on Friday we heard of the Northern District GVRS has now been expanded, of course, to the Northern District. So it's been all I think it's the last one, if I'm not mistaken, that Mayor Scott thinks is responsible for the drop in homicide and violence. But I would point out, I think Major Franklin, if I'm not mistaken, somebody has informed me that he may not live in the city, that he actually might live in the county now. So I'm not sure if we're comparing apples to apples. But in any event, certainly there was a time when Baltimore exceeded 300 homicides a year. Now we're, of course, about 100 homicides a year. So it's gotten better, right? But 100 homicides a year is still dangerous. And every weekend, there were a couple of shootings over this weekend in different sections of Baltimore and surrounding areas. So it might be safer, but it is not completely safe. And that, I think that's the part that Congressman Gill was trying to get to. All right, stay tuned. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. And we're going to be back tomorrow morning bright and early right here with Casey and Company at 6 a.m. on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.